Seriously, if this were a Republican, they'd be stringing them up. Now listen to this number, because you have to understand what it means. 325,000 children have been lost. They've been allowed to be trafficked all across our borders. She flew in illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands, and many of these were young children. But we have no idea where think of the number. 325,000 children are missing. Many are dead. Many are involved in sex operations. Many are working as slaves in different parts of probably this country and probably many others. But she was the border czar. Now she says I wasn't the border czar. But she was. It was headlines. Border czar, border czar. But now she doesn't want that term. But what she, whether she was a border czar or not, she was in charge of the border. 325,000 children are missing. She created a fast pass entry program to speed the admission of illegals into all of our ports of entry. And remember when they said, no, now they have a new line. We created a strong border. No. They keep saying it over and over. The worst border in history. But they think if they keep saying it over and over, you know, most people aren't like us. They're not that, you know, they drive a cab. They're carpenters, they're electricians, they're accountants, they're lawyers. They're not, like, into it other than they like Trump. They like, meaning they like our policies, because it's not about me. This is not about me. I had a nice life. You can ask my friend. I had the greatest life. I could go to the most beautiful places, look at the most beautiful oceans in the world. Instead, here we are, and I'm happy as hell to be with you, because I like it much better. I like this much better. I like it much better. You know why? Because we're doing something. We're saving our country. I wouldn't do it just because I like it. We're saving our country. Our country needs saving. We're a failing nation, in case you have any question. We're a sadly failing nation, and we're going to make America great again. It's very simple. So we're a failing nation. We're going to make America great again. And I think we have a chance to make America greater than ever before. And remember this, if we don't do it this time, you're never going to have another crack at it. November 5th is the single most important day in the history of our country. I believe that with all my heart. Because our country's going bad. And Kamala vowed to grant, remember, mass amnesty and citizenship to all of the millions of illegals that she let in, which will obliterate Medicare and obliterate your Social Security for seniors. You will not have any Social Security, and you're not going to have Medicare. The whole country is going bad. And no country, no matter who it was, no matter which country it was, no country could withstand this onslaught. No country could withstand this. And a lot of these people, remember, these are rough people. The only thing good about it is they make our gangs and they make our bad ones look like nice people by comparison. We have bad ones too, but compared to the people that are coming into our country, our criminals are very, very nice. These are really tough ones. They come from prisons. Remember that. Many of them come from prisons, and they let them out of the prisons. Why should they keep them when the stupid United States will take care of their situation? Remember that. On November 5th, we will save our economy. We will rescue our middle class. We will reclaim our sovereignty and restore our borders. We will put America first, and we will take back our country. Together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America free again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much, Pennsylvania. God bless you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, she's been coming on the show for more than 16, 17 years, hadn't been on in many years, but I've always respected her as a real liberal, Dr. Naomi Wolf. And she's had amazing credibility and foresight and has really come out completely against the Democratic Party. The Republicans have been evil for a long time, but the Democratic Party is really a fully owned subsidiary of these big BlackRock corporations and what they're doing. We've got a beachhead with Trump, as imperfect as he is. And she's been a top Democrat Party strategist, top strategist for the Clintons on record. So if you see them as, you know, kind of like the Sith, well, we've got, you know, Darth Vader, I wouldn't say reformed because the world's moved on, you know, hindsight's 2020, but she's written a very powerful, lengthy report that everybody should read, especially Trump. And I'm going to get this into his hands. How not to run against Vice President Harris. She knows their tricks. She knows their playbooks. And Trump is making, in my view, less mistakes than he made 4 years ago, but he's still making them. Not that I'm a total expert, but she is an expert on this. So she's going to speak to this for the next 25 minutes. Then we're going to do the deep dive on all the stuff that's come out with the COVID shots, the proof that it's causing massive infertility, massive reproductive problems, massive just general problems in women's reproductive systems, and so much more. And that they're now trying to bring in a new pandemic with the monkeypox, and they're talking about, you know, declaring a new emergency, and they've done emergency authorization for the bird flu, and then the Democrat operatives on TV are now saying wear your mask, and Harris is wearing them. So they're definitely trying to bring it back. So that's another huge area we'll discuss with her, but follow her on Substack, NaomiWolf.substack.com. You can also find her at NaomiIRWolf on X and DailyCloud.io. So I'm going to try to shut up and let you roll here with the political angle that's so important, and then we're going to shift gears. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me back. It's such a pleasure. Well, so, you know, people who follow my work know that I am a classical liberal. I still think of myself that way, but I'm also a walk away. I walked away from the Democrats because they're no longer recognizable to me. They're not the party of free speech and of human rights and of equality of opportunity. They are thoroughgoing Marxists, and it's so obvious by now. So I can't support them. And as I mentioned, I'm incredibly concerned that there's been a coup, you know, and I said there had been a coup. You and I first met when I was warning in 2007 that America could become a fascist regime. And you were one of the few people who believed it and was aligned with me then. We were really outliers at that time, but we were both prescient because America has become a fascist regime. Sadly, people didn't listen to us enough. And so now I'm convinced that not only is this regime being run by probably our enemies and the globalists, right, in alliance with each other, probably China and the World Economic Forum in alliance with each other. But specifically, there's been kind of a double coup in the last 2 weeks in which, and I predicted it on July 21st, in which, as we now know, because Nancy Pelosi confirmed it yesterday, President Biden was ousted, railroaded. I said on July 21st that the letter that appeared on Twitter saying that he wasn't going to run for re-election, didn't have any of the FEC qualifiers that are legally obligatory. You know, nothing saying I'm the candidate, I wrote this, this is my statement, and that the signature didn't match the auto pen signature. So, and then he vanished, right? You know, COVID. I mean, and you know from history, Alex, that when a king or a queen or a head of state vanishes, and there are rumors that that person is dead or incapacitated, there's always a kind of revelation of the person. They're always trotted out to reassure the masses that the head of state isn't dead or incapacitated. Well, that didn't happen for like 7 or 8 or 9 days. And there was no kind of proof of life. So he appears not to be dead or incapacitated, but he's not answering reporters' questions in real time.
And now we know, just to interrupt quickly, you're so right, he had an emergency in Vegas. I heard that day one with Charlie Kirk, was confirmed a week later. They fly him to Delaware, obviously drugged up, or wasn't, something happened. And then when he was finally seen 8 days later, he can barely talk. So something went on during that period, and then now they admit it was a unlawful coup. I mean, even Pelosi says, oh, well, I didn't believe that letter. Why do you think, just to interrupt, because I want your gravitas on this, why is she now admitting this? Why is he in an interview admitting he was removed? What is the point of that?
Well, that's a great question, Alex. And I think, and again, I predicted this in a previous essay. I don't mean to keep saying I predicted it, but knowing the Democrats, it's very easy to read from events what's likely to be happening.
Forecast.
I warned after the assassination attempt on President Trump, which was July 13th, in an essay called Lady McBiden, that it, you know, my suspect number one would be the Biden family. And I predicted that they had pulled, and this is before any evidence, the vast amount of evidence showing that the Secret Service had failed and failed and failed and failed in a criminal, clearly quasi-intentional way. Before any of that came out, I pointed out that we were likely to see that Mrs. Biden had pulled Secret Service away from Trump for her own event at the same time, 52 minutes away in Pennsylvania, as well as Mrs. Harris, Vice President Harris's event, also in Pennsylvania. So I thought many red flags pointed to Mrs. Harris and maybe Hunter, you know, in terms of not – the thing about people at that level, Alex, is that they never say, oh, let's let an assassination attempt unfold against President Trump. You'll never have that deniability. I mean, you'll never have that directiveness, right? You'll always have deniability. You'll never have anyone making that request. But it's also the case that at that level – the principals will kind of indicate what kind of outcomes they would welcome without ever kind of saying so in writing or saying so overtly. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I wasn't surprised that Mrs. Biden and Biden vanished quickly thereafter, you know, soon after the assassination attempt that didn't succeed, right? Everybody thought that by now, everyone who was aware of the assassination attempt in advance would have thought that we'd have a different history right now, that the nation would be in mourning and that, the God forbid, President Trump would no longer be with us and the whole chessboard would be different. Well, you know, God wasn't having that. So now they're scrambling, right? And one of the things I think is causing the chaos at the White House is there's a major crime that has to be covered up. And the crime is likely to be this allowing of the Secret Service to allow essentially someone to be murdered. I mean, someone died at that rally, allowing the attempt against Trump. You know, all of that has a paper trail. All of that has communications, right? They thought the Trump team would never be in possession.
Exactly, because he'd be dead. People. They'd probably stage a false flag against a racial group. I mean, exactly. We're not predicting. We're forecasting because they'd have the same playbook. And then they thought they could cover it up because he'd be back in power. Now they're scrambling with Ronald Rowe, the head of the Secret Service, the interim head. I think the lady before him was obviously a puppet, but he was in charge. He lied to Congress and said he knew nothing and didn't even know who'd done what. Now we know he was in complete control. So they're in full panic mode right now.
Well, exactly. And what you can clearly see is that there are at least two factions, the ones around Harris, who seem in turn to have staged a coup against the Biden family, and now the Pelosi, Schumer, Obama group, who are trying to stage a coup against the Harris team, yes. Right? So you've got the scramble for power. What's really scary for us, Alex, is that there's clearly no one running the country, right? There's no one in a chain of command running the United States.
And by the way, even the Washington Post and the New York Times admit they don't know who to go to get orders now. They're even admitting, they're asking publicly who's in charge.
Yeah. Well, that's a little late, New York Times and Washington Post. But yeah, I can tell you it's clear no one in the chain of command is in charge. Our enemies know it. That's why you have all of this instability and saber rattling and dangerous threats of World War III around the world. That's why China's making moves. That's why we're going to, you know, lose the dollar as the reserve currency. Like, there's all this mobilization against us because people see that no one is in charge of the United States of America, right? Meanwhile, people are scrambling to cover up, you know, a very, very serious crime or a set of crimes, right? There are many, many crimes. Let me mention another one, another big crime, right? Because again, they thought they'd have no opposition by now. That's how their planning unfolded. There will be no opposition by now. Well, a huge crime is that the Harris campaign claimed that they were just stepping in and taking over the Biden campaign and taking on all of their money. And they boasted that Vice President Harris raised, I don't recall, $80 million plus in her first.
$85 million.
Okay. Well, that, Alex, that is totally illegal. It is totally illegal. It is very laborious, according to the FEC, which regulates our campaigns, to throw your hat in the ring. You can't just take your hat out of the ring. That's also very laborious. It takes a lot of, you know, legal work, a lot of paperwork. And for sure, and check the FEC website, everyone, I'm not making this up, see it for yourself. For sure, you can't raise money for candidate A and then switch out candidate A with candidate B. You can't do it. It violates every electoral law.
Oh, we see Republicans going to jail all the time because they fly to Hawaii with their wife. 5 years in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just giving, again, I'm an election expert like you, but I can read the laws. I ran for representative for like 2 weeks and I saw the laws in Texas and I pulled out because I couldn't follow them. They were impossible. But as you're saying, this is blatant.
Yeah. No, it's blatant. I mean, anyone, you know, from my book, when I first met you, The End of America, I kind of kicked the tires of democracy and I looked at what does it take to run for Senate? And the, you know, you and I can't run for Senate. Well, as you discovered, we can't run for dog catcher, right? Because the FEC makes it so laborious, so many hurdles before you can even raise a dollar at a bake sale for your own campaign. That's one of the ways that they restrict, you know, representation to people who are already blessed by the different major political parties. But all of that being said, the fact that the Harris campaign tried to just whack Harris in right where Biden stepped out. Now we know without Biden's consent, right? Well, or while he was unconscious or in the hospital, we don't know. That is, you know, another gigantic crime. It is a series of felonies, and everyone who tried to do it engaged in kind of multiple acts of fraud.
So they're going for broke. Then let me ask you this then. If they're all in disarray and in camps, a civil war kind of in the Democratic leadership over power, how does that extrapolate out to the election? Are they going to get reorganized? What do you expect them to do next? What are the mistakes Trump's making? I know you've written a big article about that.
Yeah, well, so that's a great question, because the machine of the Democratic kind of campaign system, including Act Blue, which is its fundraising arm, is so powerful and so kind of automated and digitized that they can win even if Trump actually wins and even RFK Jr. actually wins. And they can win even if Trump continues to make the mistakes. I'm sorry, if he stops making the mistakes that he's making, they can win even if Vice President Harris or whoever is now going to, you know, be the coup person taking out Vice President Harris, right? Which looks like it's going to be AOC or Michelle Obama, if I'm a betting woman.
Well, by the way, let's speak to that. Exactly. Once you're in this cuckoo land, like the old Soviet Union or Operation Valkyrie with Hitler, who knows who's going to be in? And then once, like the old Roman Empire or a third world country, once they start down this musical chairs thing, okay, wow, you're speak to that then. Wow, because that's key.
Okay, but let me just finish.
No, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Warning I was going to give. That's okay. No, there's so much to cover. The machine is so effective and so automated that it, what I've been trying to warn the Trump team about in RFK Jr. too, is that basically if they don't get their act together and stay on message, literally the DNC can pop their puppet, whether it's Mrs. Harris, whether it's AOC, whether it's Mrs. Clinton, who I expect to also make a, you know, return appearance of some kind, or, you know, Mrs. Obama, they can just pop them into slots, essentially pop them into events with their canned speeches, with their focus grouped, sound bites, and just, you know, run out the clock till election day. And also, the Republicans haven't done almost anything to clean up the election process. Bizarrely, we actually raised tens of thousands of dollars to draft an election integrity bill, and we offered it for free, including free lobbying to anyone who would pass it. Two states tried to pass it, you know, three Republican legislators. That means that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Republican state legislators did not try to pass it, did not try to get rid of the voting machines, did not try to ensure paper ballots, same day voting, voter ID, only citizens voting, no ballot harvesting, all of the simple ways that our easy bill cleans up the voting process. So the point is, you know, literally, there's a channel that the Democrats can use and a playbook that they are using that I know by heart. I can run it in my sleep that will just populate the surrogates, populate the ads, populate the events, populate the support from the unions and the teachers and the trial lawyers and the environmentalists and the pro-abortion people, you know, until election day. And then they'll cheat by a margin of 5 to 10% with absentee ballots, and that's that. And then Republicans, I promise you, if they don't wake up, Republicans and RFK Jr. supporters are going to wake up the day after election day saying, what happened? You know, our guy was doing so well. What, we were sure we had it in the bag. No. So that's why I wrote this essay warning both Trump and RFK Jr. what they need to do in order to outmaneuver that.
Incredible. Now back to that other point that was actually on my list to ask you, I wrote this morning, I forgot to get to. Clearly, and Trump's alluded to this from his sources, they could try to replace Kamala. I mean, this is a very fluid thing. Once you're installing people that had zero votes in the primary, again, Ronald McDonald had the same amount of votes, zero, the sky's the limit. So speak to that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she's a terrible candidate. Everyone knows she's a terrible candidate. That doesn't stop them. No one likes her, but it doesn't stop them. And what people have to understand running against the Democrats is that Democratic voters have kind of gotten into this mindset through the Biden years where they've accepted that they're not going to like or respect the person in charge, or even that the person in charge is demented, but they've accepted it because, as Democratic voters I know say, it's not the man, it's the ideas. So they've kind of accepted this really communist notion that it's the party, right? You know, it doesn't matter if everyone hates Harris. It doesn't matter if Biden has had Parkinson's since 2020.
It's 1984.
Yes, but also that people are reasoning that it's the technocrats around the candidate whom they're really voting for, right? That it's the right set of technocrats.
The deep state.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they don't think of it that way. They respectfully, because I still think like a Democrat, I'm still able to do that. And I also love a lot of Democrats.
I understand.
They look at the opposition. They look at, again, respectfully, Trump and even J.D. Vance making mistake after mistake after mistake, and with this kind of tenor of emotional lack of regulation. That's how Democrats process it. And so they're like, they're talking about cat ladies, you know, 40-something plus percent of Americans aren't even married, and, you know, 1 in 5 don't have children at all over the age of 50, and, you know, half of American women under 30 don't have kids and so on, like a huge swath of the population gets offended by phrases like that. Whether they should or not isn't the issue. It's just an unnecessary mistake.
And then you definitely were one of their top advisors. So tell us, what would you do if you were Trump right now?
I will tell you, but I will also tell you that for some reason my computer is not charging. So if I lose you, I'll call back on my phone. Okay. Everything's plugged in, but I'm having some sort of technical issue. I wanted to.
We're going to break in a few minutes. We'll figure it out. Keep going.
All right. Keep going. Okay. What I would say. So what the only thing is message discipline, message discipline, message discipline. Conservatives think that it's very fake and inauthentic to be on message, to have your talking points, to have your policy positions locked down and to stick to them. They love it that President Trump goes off script and says outrageous things like Kamala Harris didn't used to be black. Well, or, you know, cat ladies, as I mentioned from J.D. Vance. Well, you can love that personally, but what I'm trying to say to people everywhere wanting the opposition to win, right? The opposition has to win or there will be no more United States of America.
And you're saying the cat lady stuff will energize Democrat voters.
I'm saying that I know how the media works, and literally if you are speaking to the Union of Black Journalists and you can talk about all of your incredible policies, which are really strong, which I didn't know till I went and looked at them myself, that Trump delivered for communities of color, for instance, and everyone from 2016 to 2020, and you mention her race in any way, that is going to be the headline. Right? There is no way to talk about it that is not going to be the headline. And so what happens then is NPR and CNN are waiting for Republicans to fall into, to step into that trap, to step on that mine in that minefield. And they do it, Alex, over and over and over. Don't go there. Don't step on that mine. If you can just stay on message, talking about crime, border, economy, unity, crime, border, economy, unity for an hour at that event, then CNN has to cover the substance of what.
And they're also scared of him ending taxes on tips, which Kamala's got on. He needs to push on that, right?
Absolutely. But they keep making mistakes. So Kamala stole it. Duh, that's the playbook. Everything your opponent does that's good, that's playing well, you steal it. I can tell you that's their playbook, but what they keep doing that's a mistake is reacting to that. So Trump is like, she's plagiarizing. She stole my thing. No, stay on message. Ignore that. Stay on message or say something like, our policies are so good that our opponents are, you know, trying to take them on themselves. If she thinks it's such a good policy, why didn't she enact it in the last 4 years when she was helping to run this country and its economy into the ground? Why didn't she do it when she hired 80,000 IRS agents to go over every single thing you might have done wrong in your tax return, right? There's so many substantive ways to stay on message. But instead, these leaders, Trump and Vance, respectfully, keep showing that they can be needled, right? They keep showing that they're reactive. That's not presidential. It's the surrogates who should be sniping.
No, I totally agree. And I'm not even a political operative. I'm just a talk show host that analyzes news. But it's very clear, don't let them set the agenda. When they do an attack, ignore that and move with the truth and what's successful. Let's come back and finish up with that and then shift gears into, where's Fauci? What is he up to? What's the numbers on the death shots? What's happening to women around the world who've taken these injections? It is shocking information. It is all coming up with our Naomi Wolf. Stay with us.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys okay. Gotta try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Please welcome President Ronald Reagan, who has a few questions for you.
All of you will go to the polls, you'll stand there in the polling place and make a decision. I think when you make that decision, it might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? Do you feel that our security is as safe, that we're as strong as we were 4 years ago? If you don't think that this course that we've been on for the last 4 years is what you would like to see us follow for the next four, then I could suggest another choice that you have.
President Trump, he'll make America great again.
84 days left. Dr. Naomi Wolf, former top Democrat Party strategist, joins us, finishing up with her advice to President Trump and where this election's going. I want to shift gears into what's happening with the biomedical attack on the world and the developments there. Doctor, please continue.
Sure. Well, these things are related, you know, because people, when they're figuring out what to do in November, should consider that it was under Biden's regime, the Biden-Harris regime, that our economy was shut down, that we were lied to by a gigantic public health establishment under their command, that there was a massive transfer of wealth from working people and middle-class people to gigantic corporations like Amazon and Microsoft and Google and everyone who profited from the lockdowns and the destruction of mom-and-pop shops in Main Street, and that they kept us in our homes, you know, against our constitutional right to assemble. They closed down churches and synagogues. They arrested people for, you know, holding prayer services and worship services. They kept your kids out of school for 2 years. I mean, I'm very surprised that none of that is entering the campaign discourse, because all of that is at the feet of the Biden-Harris regime. You know, the Democrats made fun of President Trump when he tried to say rightly at the start of the pandemic, this is a matter for the states. He was exactly right. That's how our system is supposed to work. So among the things they did in lying to us, I'll never forget in 2021 when Biden gave a speech warning that the unvaccinated were facing a winter of severe disease and death, and that we were a threat to our vaccinated loved ones. And I'll never forget the bills I had to pay for the canceled family vacation when my vaccinated loved ones freaked out after hearing this, right? But they did that to us. They ushered in a biomedical fascism, and they created a two-tier society overnight in which kids had to be injected to go to school. They had to be injected to play sports. You had to be injected to go say goodbye to your loved one who was dying in hospice. That's all them. And so now looking at what was in that injection is very important, because unfortunately, much as we want to forget about it, as you and I said at the start of this show, we all want to forget about it. The effects are cascading in. People are dropping dead. There are a million people, according to Ed Dowd, the former BlackRock hedge fund manager, a million Americans a month newly identify as disabled and join the ranks of the disabled. You've got excess deaths at an all-time high in all of the vaccinated, highly vaccinated countries. And these correlate with the vaccines. And our team of these 3,250 War Room Daily Clout Pfizer documents analysts, these doctors and scientists, know exactly why. We know that Pfizer knew within, you know, the 3 months of the data that we have killed 1,225 people. And in some of the reports, like the stroke report and the liver report, half of the serious adverse events, including deaths, were within 48 hours after the injection. I mean, I could, you know, summarize all of the shocking headlines that our team discovered and that you can find in the book Pfizer Papers right now. But the bottom line is, this was the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history. As the granddaughter of someone who lost 9 brothers and sisters in the Holocaust, I don't say that lightly, on a scale of numbers, it's larger than the Holocaust. And we're not done, because this is a multi-generational crime against humanity. It includes future generations, because these materials affect our DNA. And as I mentioned before, they also are going to affect future generations, because at least baby boys in utero, their reproductive and developmental systems as turning into men, right, when they hit puberty is damaged by the injection. Babies are dying and going to convulsions, having swelling, having fevers from nursing from vaccinated moms. The lipid nanoparticles enter breast milk. The scale of damage to women from menstrual dysregulation is catastrophic. Pfizer had a chart showing tens of thousands of women damaged menstrually. They just took note. 15,000 women never bleeding, you know, 10,000 women bleeding twice a month, post, you know, women in their 80s bleeding, 10-year-old girls bleeding upon being injected. The damage to women is off the charts. There are other horrible things, turbo cancers. Everyone knows that people are having rapidly escalating cancers, especially of the breast and lung cancers and horrible tumors, glioblastomas. These are all in the Pfizer documents. And the mechanism now is clear. There is a carcinogenic quality to these injections. People are seeing the brain damage in their loved ones. They're seeing their loved ones reacting differently, unable to think in a nuanced way, personality changes. These lipid nanoparticles were engineered and known for 10 years, Alex, to cross every membrane in the human body, including the placenta, but also including the blood-brain barrier. So people are sustaining brain damage from receiving these injections. Neurological disorders are at catastrophic scale, and we saw this in the Pfizer documents. Epilepsies, dementias, Alzheimer's, convulsions, tremors. How many people do you all know out there who have a tremor? We found the mechanism that the lipid nanoparticles kind of degrade the myelin sheath of the nerve endings. They make the nerves not function the way they should. So many people around you now are having hip replacements, knee replacements. They're limping. They're having mobility problems. They're in pain. Well, the number one side effect in the Pfizer documents is joint pain, again, because of the inflammation from these lipid nanoparticles. Pain is inflammation. Arthritis is inflammation. The second most common side effect is myalgia. People just feel bad. That means muscle pain. People just don't feel well. And the third most common side effect, of course, is COVID, because the vaccines didn't work to stop COVID. Pfizer knew this within a month after rollout. In fact, if they had not gotten rid of 8 dead vaccinated people from their math, they would have had to report that illegally, by the way, hiding their bodies, essentially. They would have had to report that vaccinated people die more often and get sick more often than do unvaccinated people, which is exactly what the data now show. So they knew all of this when they rolled out this injection and mandated it on our armed forces, on our teachers, on our doctors and nurses, on our firefighters and police, on our college students, on our, school children. And, the last thing I'll say about this is, this aligns with what you and I have been talking about for a couple of decades now when we do talk about fascism in America, because why, right? You inject people with this injection, which is made in China. China owns the IP. China wants us gone. They want our food supply, our water supply, our ports, our energy grid. They don't want our population, right? And then coming over the border, this is also related, 30 million new comers from countries that have no memory or knowledge of constitutional republic and human rights. And so the native born or kind of citizen Americans are sick and dying or not able to reproduce. And the ones coming over the border are not being mandated, and they're being ushered in with free food and lodging and room service in New York City and, privileged treatment. So as Ed Dowd said, just wait 5 years, that the population of America will be changed even without a war. And that is the war.
Absolutely. And of course, you don't like to speculate, but 35,000 foot view, obviously this is a large economic, cultural destabilization operation. If you speak to that, that'd be great. But first off, let's talk about Singapore. Total fertility rates hit record low 2023, and all the countries that took the most shots, they're seeing this. And I remember Dr. Michael Yeadon, another top scientist, former, vice president of Pfizer, before the shots rolled out, warned this would happen. And we had the FDA document of a possible adverse reactions or probable that listed myocarditis and blood clots and infertility. I mean, they knew. So why would they even put out quiet warnings? Well, why would Pelosi come out and admit they did a coup against Biden? It's like they take the thunder away by admitting it up front. It's a very weird psychology. Can you explain that to me?
I wish I understood it better. I mean, I don't think they told the American people the truth about these injections. I mean, I know they didn't. If they had, no one would have taken them because A, they don't work, and B, they can kill you or sterilize you. And in fact, our team, and with the emergence of this book, the Pfizer papers, Pfizer's shares have tanked to 2016 levels. They've lost billions in market share, which, you know, you're welcome. I feel very proud of. But we know they didn't because, well, many reasons, but one of the things we found, one of our lawyers FOIA'd communications of the White House, and it turns out that in April and May of 2021, the CDC and the FDA and the White House were being warned that young adults were and minors were sustaining heart damage, myocarditis, as you mentioned, pericarditis. And rather than holding a press conference to tell the American people, what we have in the FOIA documents is a freakout at the highest levels. And everyone, including Dr. Fauci, Dr. Walensky, who resigned 3 days after we showed that she knew that these injections were sterilizing women, and the head of the FDA, and 15 White House staffers, right, were convening to hold a crisis communications conference to create a script to lie about it and to minimize it. And that's a 17-page document that is 100% redacted. Alex, we still don't know what the script is, but we know what happened in April and May. Instead of saying this can cause myocarditis, pericarditis, don't give it to your child, they said for the whole rest of that year in a gigantic propaganda campaign, this may cause a little transient myocarditis. It's rare. It resolves, but the benefits outweigh the risks. And you've got to go ahead and inject your young adult, your college student. That's what they did. So I don't agree with this injection, they warned people. I do agree that something weird is going on with Nancy Pelosi coming forward and taking responsibility for the coup. And the reason I would speculate is, again, that there's some very, very serious crime that was committed by the White House. My guess is that it has to do with the assassination attempt. And so she's saying, we tried to get rid of these criminals. We tried to do the right thing by the country.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like the FDA report in October of 2000, warning of everything that would happen, somebody was trying to cover their ass. And this looks like the same thing. I'm not even trying to tie them together other than it looks like cries for help, basically.
Well, or a paper trail.
CYA.
Right, exactly. We had nothing to do with this. I had nothing to do with this. Although, you know what? In a democracy, if someone's a felon, you don't stage a coup. You actually, you know, arrest them or bring charges against them. You go through due process. Like, how far gone are they, Alex, that she thinks that telling the American people that she tried to stage the good coup as opposed to the bad coup is, you know, going to endear her to American voters?
Well, yeah, that's what makes them so dangerous, is it's clearly these factions all pretended like they were in control. But really, like end-stage empires, it's created a giant mess.
Well, I mean, again, look back at history. This is what happens when there's a power vacuum in a very corrupt monarchy or, you know, empires. I mean, the end of the Roman Empire, people were stabbing each other and throwing each other to the wolves and killing their own children so that they wouldn't be, you know, overthrown or poisoned by their relatives. Like, that you see this in history again and again, but not in a democracy. We are like, these are the people who were so upset about J6. We're supposed to have a peaceful succession of power. There is a clear process for moving out the demented guy, right? It's Article 25 of the Constitution, and moving on to, you know, now the vice president is president, and now the speaker, I believe, is the vice president. Like, our founders thought about all of this, and they set an orderly, peaceful process in place for all of it. But there's such corrupt chaos at the top where they no longer think they have to, like, stick to the cosmetics of having a democracy.
Exactly. So the veneer of civilization is peeling away. I know you've talked about this because I've seen your show. Here's Biden saying there won't be a peaceful transfer. And then he slips up and says, if he's defeated. And then we've got Raskin talking, who we know is one of their top planners, about how we're going to have civil war conditions if Trump wins. We're going to remove him with this amendment. I want to get your take on this. Here it is.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
So this is super creepy, and they're all over the news, civil war, they're all over the news. Where do you see this going, Dr. Naomi Wolf, and do you think the deep state will try another assassination attempt?
Well, I think, first of all, I'm trying to process that Jamie Raskin clip, which I haven't seen. That is so scary. I mean, he is not demented, and that was a threat. I mean, he's basically saying, we're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let them take power, even if they win. He's saying that, and he's saying they'd rather have civil war than to yield peacefully to a Trump administration if Trump is the clear, obvious victor. That's so frightening, and it's frightening because it is a threat. And remember, at that point, they'll still have the military and the National Guard, and they'll have they're saying we no longer are committing to abide by the principles of our democracy, which involves a peaceful transfer of power rather than rank bloodshed and no rule of law. They're saying it. That's so scary. And when Biden says it, you know, you can justify it because he is demented. But I also, knowing them, when he makes that mistake, my guess is that it's not a mistake. He's on script, and these are threats. And you know, I'm amazed at Trump's, as annoyed as I get at him for not staying on message. He's a courageous man. And when you say, do I think there will be another assassination attempt? I think they haven't stopped trying to assassinate him. His plane landed, an emergency landing. I'm, whatever, 61 years old. I've flown my whole life. Never, ever, ever have I, you know, been in a plane that had an emergency landing. What are the odds? I'm really afraid that he's, I mean, if the Secret Service has basically made it clear that they almost let you be killed, right? And you're dependent on Secret Service protection, which I don't quite understand because he can afford his own Z private security. You know, that's a hostage situation, right? So I'm not at all confident that they're not going to keep trying and keep trying to do away with President Trump. It's a Byzantine situation now, Alex. Like, and let's look at, like, opposition leaders. Steve Bannon is in jail. They tried to take you out economically. They tried to take they imprisoned Peter Navarro. You know, all of these opposition leaders, they went after the Epoch Times. All of this independent media and opposition leaders are being either lawfared into silence or preoccupation, economically pressed into silence or preoccupation, or physically restrained. I mean, Steve Bannon would keep this ship moving along, and, you know, he's not allowed to speak to the American people until right before the election. How convenient is that? So we're all being targeted. You know, the last of us who are openly challenging this administration. But I guess what I'm trying to say is this is what happens in the death throes of a democracy and the birth of a truly lawless regime. There's no longer a pretense that people aren't being physically and economically targeted, legally targeted. There's not even a cosmetic veneer that they're not trying to go after the opposition, including President Trump. So, I mean, God willing, I'm wrong. I hope he survives and thrives and wins. I hope he and RFK Jr. join forces and they win together. That's what I hope. But, and again, I don't think that's partisan. I'm saying it because otherwise it's not America. These people are not Americans. And they've said so. For Jamie Raskin to say, we're not going to let them have it, it is the end of America. It's the end of America when he says that, right? We've got to recognize what time it is. These people are no longer Americans. They don't want an American system.
Well, in the time we have left, I think you've totally nailed it. We're living in such historic times, and I've read a lot of history. Historians say people don't usually realize it when they're in such a serious time. You've got Ukraine invading Russia. You've got heavy weapons being shipped in. You've got Israel and Iran attacking each other. This clearly is what happened in World War One and World War Two, but to the next level. And we're not even talking about the geopolitics of China, you know, doing blockades of Taiwan. I mean, and the borders collapsed, and you've got political infighting and just insane levels of, I think it's just total incompetence, really, at the end of the day. I mean, they've kind of inherited the old power structure that was operating and had problems, but at least it was competent. And I just think we've reached a total incompetence point. And I just wonder if there's any way to get sanity back and try to turn this around.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, I think it's a battle between good and evil on a metaphysical level. It almost goes beyond human capacities, it seems to me. Like, there's so much kind of divine intervention that's so bizarrely miraculous right now. And also the demons are so demonic. You know, it's like the veils are falling from both good and evil, right? We've talked about this too. So I sort of feel like this is America's testing point, right? I feel personally that God, you know, is kind of has a special place in his heart for America. And it was ordered along quite divine lines as far as human history goes. Like, a real democracy is a highly spiritual condition. And we've blown it and blown it and blown it. And we're being forced into a kind of testing place or battleground where we have to choose sides. Are we going to stand up for our Constitution, stand up for humanity, the rule of law, decency? And this isn't even a partisan thing. So, or are we going to collude with errant, rampant evil, or just stand aside and let it happen? And in which case it's going to be, you know, and the scripture tells us what it's going to be like, right? Really bad. I mean, famine, wars, rumors of wars, catastrophe. Like, I'm reading the Old Testament again, just trying to find out what's going on right now.
And she's saying such incredibly powerful stuff right now, and her Skype just broke up. Reconnect with her. I want her to finish up in 5 more minutes in the next hour. Yeah, this is literally good versus evil. These are people going against their own self-interest. It's the mystery of evil the Bible talks about, Old Testament, New Testament. I mean, this is real wrath of God stuff here. I mean, this is, we're being judged. This is super dangerous. You can see it everywhere. People are flipping out. Her computer might have finally died. She had a problem with her cord. Call her on the phone. So I wanted to finish her point. At the end of the day, this is good versus evil. And this is crazy. And Republicans think it's all fun and Trump's invincible and Democrats all think they're invincible. It's crazy. And it's dangerous. All right. Hour number 3 coming up. And we'll see if we get Amy Wolfe back on to finish up. If not, I will continue on and cover all the news we haven't hit yet. But what a time to be alive. Now's the time to go on your knees and pray to God, folks. We'll be right back.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. $1,000. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
They have arrested and charged the head of Telegram, bigger than X worldwide. Now they're talking about arresting Elon Musk, saying they charge him with obstruction of justice in Brazil. The EU is talking about it as well. You see where this is going. They're trying to put Trump in jail. They've tried to kill him. Tommy Robinson is a great patriot, filmmaker, father, journalist, activist, done nothing wrong. He had over 100,000 peaceful people there in the UK, and then a individual stabbed a bunch of kids and killed them. A few people got mad. The Muslims rioted, and now they are have charged him with terrorism, and they are trying to put him in jail. If he returns to the UK, he's in an undisclosed location. Tommy Robinson is our guest. A few stations don't carry this part, so we're going to go to break in a few minutes. But, Tommy, give us an update on what they're doing to you, because we're all Tommy Robinson.
Alex, I had previous to yesterday, I had 8 charges to do with contempt of court. That's a prison sentence of 2 years. But yesterday they stuck another 6 charges on me, separate, so it's another 2 years. And all of these charges relate to a film which is 100% factual. That's it. They relate to the fact that I've showed the public the evidence, which is what they wanted to prevent doing. The entire story, the film is pinned in my Twitter, on my main tweet, at T. Robinson New Era, and that's what I'm going to go jail for, so... And they've also, I've got to answer bail on the 25th of October on terrorism-related charges. Terrorism-related charges because, Alex, the day after holding 100,000 people for a totally peaceful celebration of British identity and to send a message to the establishment that the British public now have a voice, we're awake, we know what you're doing, and we're not going to remain silent anymore. We're not going to allow you to replace us and instill fear in us from speaking out. We had that event. The next morning, I was detained at the border on terrorism legislation. And the legislation they used prevents you from having a right to remain silent. So for 6 hours, they quizzed me. And if I would have remained silent and not answered their questions, I would have breached terrorism legislation and been prosecuted. Now, the questions they were asking me were all about my lawful, legitimate cultural movement that we were creating. They don't want us to have a cultural movement. They don't want any resistance. One of the questions they asked me was, how do you think you're going to stop the Great Replacement? This is counterterrorism officers. During that 6-hour grilling, they also had seized my phone, and then I had to give them the password or I'm in breach of the law. I refused to give them the password. So then I was taken to the police station to be charged. And I've been bailed till the 25th of October for breaching terrorism legislation. So I've got that charge. I now have multiple cases. The problem for me, Alex, every prison, that my last sentence was entirely solitary confinement. Now, 3 months, 6 months, I've done 22 weeks was the most I've done in one hit of that. But now I'll be facing a 4-year prison sentence of either solitary confinement or being killed by jihadist gangs. So I don't know what they're going to walk me into. The fact it's 2024, I'm a journalist who created a factual documentary and I face 4 years in prison and do we have a corrupt media? That film is on 47 million views. It's the most watched film to come out of Great Britain and not one single journalist in the UK has reported on what we exposed. We exposed total corruption. The council were paying people not to tell the truth. Then they took me through the courts and the council, through taxpayers' money, pays all the witnesses not to be able to speak. And then I exposed it with covert recordings. I proved it. I proved their entire story was manufactured. The scary thing is, Alex, I exposed this. I knew what they're going to do to me. But people have to see the truth. They have to see the truth because they use the same against you, Alex. They give you £1 billion. It was about shutting you down and silencing you. The weaponization of the judiciary is going on across the West. It's gone to Donald Trump, to Geert Wilders, to anyone, Marine Le Pen, anyone who has raised their voices, Katie Hopkins, against the establishment, mass open border immigration. They put a target on you and they use the court system to finish you, to bankrupt you or to imprison you. So I currently face a 4-year prison sentence. I am out of the country, but what I'm doing currently, Alex, I'm working on another documentary that I'm going to get out before my prison date, which is going to expose the manufactured riots. The riots that you saw, we're going to show the public the truth. We've had
Tommy, stay out there. Start over. Start over with that. Well, we got to join some stations here. This is so important. And I'm going to tell you my advice on air when we come back in 60 seconds. Tommy Robinson, see the film on his X account, 47 million views.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we have a real live hero, Tommy Robinson. I've known Tommy since he showed up 12, 15. I've been interviewing about 14 years. He's been public, I guess it's 15 if memory serves. He's the guy that can correct me. He's Tommy Robinson. But he lived in a town that was full of Pakistani Muslims and others. They were literally trying to recruit people in his family, small children for sex. He owned a tanning salon right next to them. He started exposing them and speaking out. He formed the English Defense League that's not even been around for a decade. They were very peaceful. They were not racist. They were just against Islamification and the takeover. And he's been arrested many times. He spent, years in jail, almost a year in solitary confinement. He lost so much weight. He looked like a concentration camp victim. And now they have charged him with terrorism for his 100,000 person plus peaceful rally. They are blaming him for the, illegal or the foreigners' parents came in who stabbed 3 girls to death and a bunch of other people. That's why we had some people protest and get a little out of hand at some of the illegal alien centers. They then openly blamed Tommy and framed him and said they were going to charge him. And the prime minister came out and named him. And now Tommy has wisely stayed out of the country. They've now upped the charges in the last 24 hours against him. And I am telling him, do not. He is an icon. He can do 1,000 times more good doing his show, speaking out from afar, analyzing what's going on. They can pipe him in via Zoom or Skype to rallies on jumbotrons. The number one, this is not a courage issue. It's like when I said Elon Musk must not fly to the EU. He must not fly to Brazil. Both systems, tyrannical systems, are saying they're going to arrest him. They've arrested the head of Telegram, charged him with maybe allowing criminal activity on his giant platform that's bigger than X worldwide. So this is real tyranny by the globalists. They're already starting World War III. People need to support Tommy. And I'm just, as you hear him, he's saying, it sounds like he's going to go back to England and face these fraudulent charges. He already made a film seen 47 million times. Let's put it back on screen. It's on his X account, documenting the fraud of one of the legal cases against him. And now they paid people off and now it's a total scam. Truthontrial.co.uk, Britain's most banned documentary, silenced. The biggest film out of the UK in years. And they are, no one's covering it. They want him in jail for exposing their criminal activity. So we're going to talk about his case some more, the latest on what's happened. Then I want to talk about big picture, the invasion of Europe, the invasion of England, Ireland, Scotland, the first minister saying white people are bad, now being kicked out. what's happening here, the Venezuelan gangs robbing, murdering, and being allowed to take over apartment complexes with machine guns. The police do nothing. This is all part of replacement migration, a larger plan. But you were giving me a website, a URL, helptommy.com. Folks, you need to help Tommy Robinson. And I was talking to him off air about places he can go. We're not going to say what he's thinking, but I didn't think of the genius idea that he had. But he, as these terrorism charges go into the Interpol system worldwide, he's got to get to a safe haven, and he's got to get there quick. He is a prize they want to torture to death in prison. Tommy, you were telling me you're going to go face the charges. You didn't say it was off record, but I'm going to tell you something, and I love you. You're a badass. But if you go back and you let them put you in prison, if I ever see you in person, I'm going to punch you in the nose. Do not. You might kick my ass, but I'm going to try to beat you hear me? And I guarantee your supporters are the same. Is anybody telling you of your supporters to go back and go into the lion's den? It's one thing to have courage. We get it. But in the war, you don't put yourself out for the military, your enemy military to destroy you. Do not go back to the UK. Get to a safe haven now, Tommy. Go ahead.
Alex, I see it differently. I see the fact that them taking me through the court system, I see it that I'm putting them on trial. Secretly, the Conservative government for the last decade have weaponized and used lawfare against me. We had a Conservative government. We now have Labour. They are exactly the same. Don't think what you're witnessing in the last 2 weeks is anything new. You're just seeing it now. We now have social media. We have X. And my film has exposed it. The problem is that the court and the weapon that they use across the West, it's far bigger than Tommy Robinson. Now, if I go to trial, we now know 47 million. By the time they get me into jail, it'll be 60, 70, hopefully 100 million. If Elon Musk shared this film, it would be 100 or 150 million. Now, that is up seven, at the minute, 47 million people know that all I done as a journalist was report the truth. If they want to lock me up for that, which they will, they're putting a nail in their own coffin. We need the judiciary to fall. We need the weaponization and the politicization to be mainstream. We need that. People still talk to me like they look at my Wikipedia and say, you've got all these convictions. Never by a jury. I've never been tried by a jury ever. Give me 12 members of the British public, they will find me not guilty. It's a system that's used to destroy people's lives. And you hear about it from me. You hear about it from you, Alex, but every whistleblower in every institution that tries to speak out faces what I'm facing now. I believe I have an opportunity with the world's eyes on Great Britain currently to put a nail in their coffin. It may end up being a nail in my coffin as well, but maybe that will be the moment that sparks a revolution in Great Britain. I truthfully believe that. If they think they've seen trouble now, put me in jail and let the Muslims All get right. to me. You will inspire and cause the uprising that's needed. The problem is, Alex, so currently all I ever think of is how do I punch back? Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, the weaponized media, the corrupt media, have lied to the public about the riots. That we've seen the weaponization of a court system. People are arrested on a Saturday. They televised it. They put them in court on the Monday. They're in prison and gone for 3 years by the Tuesday. That's unheard of. They didn't commit any crimes, Alex. What we've done as an organisation, Urban Scoop, the company I work for, we've sent journalists out this week to interview the families. Do you know what they've done? And we're going to tell the stories. We're going to show you who they've sent to prison and what for. Speech is on trial. The British public, what this is, Alex, this is our January 6th. On January 6th in the United States, they orchestrated that so they could put the fear of God into the American public from ever taking to the streets in mass numbers again. I look every time there's calls for a demonstration, people believe it's a setup. People don't want to come out. Right now in Great Britain, people don't know what they can say on social media. They're now self-censoring already. People have been in prison. One gentleman said Islam is evil. He's currently in prison. A granddad. Who's worked for 49 years and just retired and looks after his wife, said Allah, Allah, who the is Allah, he got 18 months in prison. One father we spoke to, one gentleman we spoke to, his mum yesterday, and his girlfriend, he has a newborn baby. He committed no crime. His allegation, what they've sent him to jail for 3 years, 2 months, was shouting, whose streets are streets, whilst waving an England flag. They pressurise and they push all of these men to plead guilty within 24 hours. That what they said to him is the police sat him down. They showed him his wife. at the demonstration and said, if you don't hold your hands up, we're going to get hurt. And he's got a newborn baby. So men, what you're seeing is lots of men pleading guilty to crimes they haven't committed. They have rushed it. There's been no due process. There's been no time for legal meetings. They've thrown them in jail. And now they're in jail. They've been fed and handed to Muslim gangs. They've been violently attacked. They've been beaten because Keir Starmer, and we hear about misinformation, Alex. They make the accusations against you. They make the accusations against me. I'm going to prove to the entire world with my next documentary that they are guilty of misinformation. They lied continuously. They said the English Defence League were behind the riots. There hasn't been an English Defence League. It ended for a decade. It's not an organisation. There is no group. But what they've done, Alex, is they managed to paint a brush of far right and racist over all the protesters. What they don't tell
you. Sure, but I mean, let me just stop you real quick. Do you believe you're going to get a jury trial? Because I know it's all administrative, but they still throw you in jail. England's one of the greatest tyrannies on earth. They've been good at trying to hide it. Keir Starmer famously protected Jimmy Savile, the most famous pedophile in UK history. He is, when he was a judge, he's a monster. Looking at all of this, or when he was a barrister, looking at all of this, and I was, you know, not being serious earlier, but I love you. I care about you. You're doing so much good outside of jail. You're very Christ-like. Mandela was a communist, but it made him more famous going to jail for decades. Tommy, they already tried to kill you in prison. I mean, I know all the things that happened to you, them trying to stab you and the Muslims cramming all their feces under your cell and solitary confinement and you almost starving to death. I mean, we really don't want you to be in there, brother.
No, babe, trust me, I don't want to go there, yeah? And you said, I 100% am not allowed a jury. I can get 4 years in jail without a jury. Do you know the message? I just done an interview yesterday and it goes out this week. I had a message for all the English, all the British political prisoners. The same with your American ones from January 6th. Men rotted away. They were forgotten. They were abused. Right now we have British political prisoners. Their families need to understand whilst they're missing their dads, they're missing their sons, they're missing their husbands, the role they're playing right now in prison is pivotal to the saviour of this nation. Wrongs will have to happen. People will have to get hurt. People will have to die. People will have to spend long times in prison. It's part of the process in awakening our country.
No, so I understand what you're doing. And you said it. I've played the clip of the judges saying, reading it, you said on social media that the Muslims are disproportionately raping people for their proportion of population. This is outrageous. 22 months in prison and a fine. I mean, they're actually, so you're saying for all the other political prisoners, you're willing to do this Christ-like thing. I admire you even more, my friend.
I just believe that through sacrifice will come success. And do you know how many men have sacrificed over the years? You hear about my story, Alex. Do you know how many men went to jail with the English Defence League? Do you know how many men lost their jobs? Do you know how many men are in jail rotting now for their speech, for criticising mass open border immigration? Our free speech is under attack. We don't have free speech. The country needs to know that. We're working on a documentary now. Before I go to prison, it will be aired. Tens of millions will watch it. We will prove that we live under a totalitarian regime. And all of these, the media, the courts, all of it are weapons of the state for mass control. Basically, what they're using this last 2 weeks as is to send a message to the British public, shut up whilst we replace you. Legal protests. They're even stopping. And the comparison, which we're going to look at, every judge who sent someone to jail in the last 2 weeks for speech has freed paedophiles caught with videos of children being raped. They haven't gone to jail. It's totally political. It's to put fear into the British public. And if we allow them to, I think they could have ended people's willingness to protest, their willingness to speak out. What we need to do over the next 6 weeks is make sure the British public know it's your right to protest. They ain't taking these rights away without a fight. We can't allow it. We mustn't allow it. And right now, Alex, without X, we would be already lost this battle. We would already have lost. But right now, the world's eyes are on Great Britain. We're going to expose them. So each time I put out a video saying I'm working on a documentary, 2 days later, they hit me with an X lot of charges. So they're not happy. And I believe their intention is to imprison me for not even 4 years, probably decades. That's what they want. What crime have I committed? Again, when I go to court, I'll ask the judge, have you watched the film? Why am I here? I haven't committed anything unlawful. Actually, they have. You're the liars, you're the frauds, you're corrupt. Not me. I've done my job. My job as a journalist is to expose corruption. That's my job, to give the British public the truth. And that's what I've done. And that's what people continue to do, Alex. But just anyone who can support us, we want to, as I said, I've got a lot of legal problems that have come in from absolutely everywhere. First and foremost, I need to finish this next film. We're working on it. I've got a meeting straight after this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to go turn yourselves into the devil, at least take your time. And people, and folks, if you don't back Trump, if you don't back me, if you don't back Tommy, we're the men on the front line, literally going up against pure evil because we feel it's the right thing to do. Tommy's even more hardcore, than I am. I mean, I'm not in his shoes. I don't know what the decision I would make at that point. I believe in the information war, and I would just remove myself to a position. But I get, I've said I won't evacuate America, that I'd go down with a ship. So I guess I'm in the same boat as Tommy. I just know how horrible solitary confinement is, and because I've been in it a little bit when I was a teenager myself, and just a few weeks is pure torture, Tommy. But we salute you and we thank you. What is the best website for people to go and support?
HelpTommy.com. And that, as I said, even if I go to jail, our news channel will continue. I'll call this now. I guarantee you they're coming after Urban Scoop. Urban Scoop is the news channel and media channel where we create our documentaries. We have a fabulous team. We create some brilliant work. We've put two documentaries out in the last couple of months. They're both, one's on 8 million views, the other one's on 47 million views. We need to use the weapons that we have to expose them, and that is by proving to people that they lied, proving to people that they manipulated the story. They said, Alex, go on ChatGPT. In fact, go on Grok. Go on any of them and ask if Tommy Robinson called for violence during the demonstrations, because the world's media said I did. I didn't. I never said the attacker in Southport was a Muslim or a refugee. I never said anything. And they've, in fact, all the videos I made called for calm, called for peace and non-violence, and they totally ignored all that. And with their misinformation and their lies, they pumped around the entire world.
Well, what they do is they steal your identity and in your name say you said something.
That's it. And I didn't say anything. There's no evidence anywhere for it. But it doesn't matter because they've got the weapon of the media. They've told the entire world the only lucky chance I have or the battle we have is this platform here. For me, it's X. And it's important that people, any independent media, any podcast host, anyone needs support from the public. Get off Netflix, get off all these channels, get off Amazon and start supporting the independents. Start giving them a voice, the people who live stream. Get behind them. But again, they are trying to intimidate the entire country into silence. They arrested an 81-year-old gentleman, 81 years old, in the same week, and a 12-year-old. That 81-year-old man has been prosecuted. He's in court this week for his words. For getting angry. Do you know why the people are angry, Alex? We're going to show you in the documentary, because we're going to interview the father and the girl who was raped by one of these illegal immigrants who come out of the hotel. So in Tamworth, where the country say, where the judges are sentencing people to jail for shouting aggressively at the hotel, what they don't tell you, Mohammed left the hotel in Tamworth and raped an English woman. In Hartlepool, where they were rioting, what they don't tell you is one of the migrants left the hotel there and stabbed a British pensioner to death while shouting it's for Palestine. What they don't tell you is that across our country, from hotels, migrants at the Home Office have bought in and placed in our towns and cities, are raping our mothers and daughters. That's the truth. Men are being sent to jail for saying our taxpayers' money is funding rapists to be put in hotels. It's a fact. It's 100% factual. I'm going to prove it to you in my film. The British public are not angry because of Tommy Robinson. They're angry because they know of stories like this.
And let me stop you. And let me stop you. 15 years ago, correct the date, you were the first to expose the giant Muslim grooming gangs. And then how many times have they thrown you in prison?
Remember, Alex, before we exposed it, before that point, they'd conspired for 30 years to keep it a secret. They'd collapsed cases. They'd got rid of evidence. They'd destroyed the lives of whistleblowers. We made it with 10,000 young English men on the streets. We made it so they couldn't hide it anymore. When we were marching for every town and city up and down this country, shouting that our daughters are not allowed.
And by the way, let's talk about the numbers. Even the BBC, a decade after you exposed it, plus, has to admit, per town, thousands of young girls as young as 7 being kidnapped, raped, and sold into sex slavery, and in many cases, the police would not even return people's little girls.
So the numbers, Alex, I've done a 5-part documentary series called The Rape of Britain. Check it out on Rumble. Go to Urban Scoop's news channel. You click on documentaries. We looked at Telford. The reason I looked at Telford has a 1.7% Muslim population. The police identified 1,000 victims, 5 of them have been murdered. 1,000 victims, 5 have been murdered. They identified 200 perpetrators from the Muslim community of Telford. We identified in our investigation 254. The independent inquiry identified over 300. Now, in Telford, there's only 3,500 Muslims. So get rid of the women, get rid of the under 16, there's 1,000 men. So out of those 1,000 men, the police identified 20% of them that were raping children. 20%. You've only had the figures for Telford and Rotherham. Rotherham, which is a scandal where there was 1,400 victims. There's only, and some have been murdered, there are only 3.7% of Rotherham is Muslim. Come to my hometown, 50%. 50%, you will never get the figures. Oldham is a town with a 35% Muslim population. When they put to the council for an independent inquiry to investigate these crimes, the Muslims voted against it. All the Labour councillors voted and blocked the investigation. You will never, once the infiltration gets to a point within your council that is Muslim dominated or they need the Muslim vote, you will never get the truth out about these crimes. And the Muslim demographics are increasing at an exponential rate across our country, which brings more problems, more violence, more hostility, more terrorism, more jihad, more rapes. That's the truth.
And how many Islamicists just got into your parliament? I mean, they are taking over.
Well, 5 pro-Hamas, pro-jihadist independents got voted in. 5. Right now. But our entire election was focused around Gaza. So Muslims are pulling the shots and the discussion are on our entire election. The majority of the British public, the majority are against open border mass immigration. Since these riots, Keir Starmer has not mentioned it once. They've managed not to mention the crimes being committed by the migrants that have made people angry and upset. Their two-tier policing is why people are upset, and they've doubled down on it. They've doubled down against the British public, but they have done the job. They're awakening more people than we ever could. Keir Starmer has been the best advert for the mass awakening that we need. These things, if you're British public or you're American and you're concerned and worried, unfortunately, these things have to happen to wake up the masses. People need to understand if the public were aware of the dire strait of our nation and the future of our children, there would be a revolution tomorrow. But they hide it. They control the media. They control what you think about who. They tell you how to think about Alex. They tell you how to think about me. I don't want you mistaking my passion now as anger. Well, I am angry. I'm an angry Englishman because I'm watching as my country's destroyed. I'm watching as the sacrifices our forefathers made to give us freedom of speech, to protect and give us those rights, are being obliterated. And the media are ignoring it, and they're soiling, and they're part of it. Our rights are being taken. Good working British men are in jail for their speech, for daring to speak out. We live under total communism. The only thing is most people don't realise it. What the world is now realising over the last 2 weeks is what I've known for a decade. So I'm quite happy, in a sense, that people can see it. People know these men haven't committed crimes and they're in prison. So don't trust any of the corrupt judges or the court systems that are imprisoning these men and giving them the most harshest sentence for their words. One man named the hotel. All he done was name the hotel. He's currently in prison for 2.5 years. He's got 3 children. He's got a wife at home. These are not criminals.
And by the way, Tommy, for listeners and viewers who just tuned in, a few weeks ago, I showed it, a bunch of it. We have the judges reading out the sentences. You named the hotel. You said all streets and waved an incendiary flag. 2 years in prison. I'll come back for about 10 more minutes, and I want to ask you your advice about America. As you warned me 13, 14 years ago when you first started coming on, that they would do the same thing here. Now, giant Venezuelan gangs, MS-13 gangs, we need to do what Kelly has done.
They'll crack down on you. They'll crack down on the Americans. They'll let them do it. As you mobilize yourself, they'll crack down and crush you. That's what they've done in the last 2 weeks. They are crushing the British spirit. But they underestimate it. They totally underestimate it. In fact, I think they're helping it. So,
hold on, stay there then. Tommy, helptommy.com, helptommy.com. Folks, if you don't stand with InfoWars, if you don't stand with Tommy at helptommy.com, if you don't stand with Trump, we're men that are willing to go all the way, but we need your backing. Tommy, stay there. I want to come back and show you what the Venezuelan gang's taking over all these buildings. The police are helping them, saying they don't know what's going on. I want to get your advice on this and talk about big picture, about how we get rid of Keir Starmer. They want to arrest Elon Musk. They have arrested the head of Telegram. Helptommy.com. Follow me on X, Real Alex Jones, to check out his film on Tommy Robinson, The New Era on X. Stay with us.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the number one journalist in the world is our guest now, live on this Tuesday, August 22nd, 2024 transmission. Oh, he knows it's true. He's smiling, blushing. The mighty Tucker Carlson. From his compound in beautiful mountains of Maine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he just came off that huge interview with RFK Jr. You can cut the excitement and suspense with a knife. The deep state is in total panic mode. We've only got him for a short time. Very gracious to pop in with us. Before we get into all the news, Tucker, you have got a string of super successful live podcast events with special guests across the country. I'm going to be with you what is it, the 23rd coming up in Pennsylvania. I was talking off air. You think that's going to be the biggest event. Tell us about the tour. I know it's already very successful. People go to TuckerCarlson.com/events to get tickets. Also VIP events for meet and greet. I can't wait to be part of this. Thank you so much for including me.
Well, you're kind of the point of doing this whole tour revolves around you, and that's not flattery. It's sincere. By the way, being called the most powerful journalist in America, it really is like being the best caterer in the Central African Republic. I mean, it's such a disgusting business. I'm embarrassed even to be called a journalist. But no, the point is, and I'm always amazed to be on your show because the FBI has been trying to shut you down for so long and you're still here. So that just shows the power of one man's determination to defeat the machine. God bless you for that. But you can't censor a live event. And I'll be honest without getting into details. Obviously, you were like the first person I wanted to have on in one of these stadium shows. And finding a venue for that, for, you know, the disgraced, the dangerous, the terrifying Alex Jones, you know, whose main crime was predicting 9/11 in detail, can't have him. No profits allowed. It's hard to find a venue, you know, and we found one in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I just thought, this is the whole point. This can't be censored. You know, Google does not have control of a live event yet. And so people who are wondering like, oh, I've heard Alex Jones is the most terrifying person since Idi Amin. Is he really? They can come and find out for themselves. And that's kind of the promise of America, is that we're citizens, we're not slaves, we're free men, and we get to hear and decide for ourselves. And in a live event, there's no mediator. There's nobody to, there's no gatekeeper. There's no one to stop you from hearing. There's no one to twist the words into a storyline that's been, you know, pre-approved by NSA and Department of Homeland Security. It's just like you and the person. And I just love that. I love the idea, the immediacy of it and the unfiltered nature of it. So yeah, I mean, I literally can't wait. And I bet you, and again, this is not flattery, but sincere, not one person will come away from that event in Reading, Pennsylvania at the end of next month thinking, oh, Alex Jones is as insane and dangerous as I was told. They're going to come away saying, actually, I agree with all of that. Why is this guy so bad? And then they're going to realize, oh, he's so bad because he's telling me things I kind of suspected were true. I mean, I was doing an interview yesterday with Bobby Kennedy, really an amazing interview. And right in the middle of it, he's like, you know, atrazine, you know, it can change the sex of frogs. And he was on a roll, so I didn't want to interrupt him. I was like, I think Alex Jones made that point like 15 years ago and was mocked. And now it's just the science. You were described as a lunatic, like a mental patient needing like full-time care because you were such a danger to yourself and society when you said that, turning the frogs gay. And now it's just like, well, that's just the science. That's the science. It's the science, you know. And when is someone going to call Alex Jones and be like, hey, Alex Jones, you were right about the frogs? Sorry.
Well, you're too kind, but already very
it's
successful.
True.
Already very successful events, shelling out quickly. People go to TuckerCarlson.com/events. They can find everything right there. And it really is an act of resistance to do this and to get out there in mass. And it's really overall about the campaign, I think, for free speech. Speaking of Elon Musk, we have, and I know you talked about this last few days, the arrest of the head of Telegraph, which is even bigger globally right now than X, though X is growing already bigger than Facebook and Instagram. I mean, that really is another sign of major tyranny. And I think a beta test for trying to arrest Elon Musk. We know Australia, we know Brazil, we know the EU are all talking about wanting to arrest Elon Musk.
Well, yeah, and it's also really weird because I think of him as a friend. I mean, I really like him personally. Pavel, who was arrested in France this weekend, and basically, you know, Macron just said it out loud. We arrested him because he refused to censor things we didn't like, criticism of the French government, for example. So what's the definition of a dictatorship? The definition of a dictatorship is a government that arrests people for criticizing that government. So, keep in mind, Durov left Russia in 2014 because the Russian government demanded the IP addresses of people on the other side of the Ukrainian, of the false flag, you know, overthrow of the Ukrainian government that the State Department affected over there, our State Department. And the Russians said, we want, you know, their IP addresses. And Durov said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to give information on my users to the government. And so he left his own country, Russia, and he likes Russia. He is Russian. And he left because he thought the Putin government was too restrictive on the question of free speech. And he moved ultimately to the United Arab Emirates in Dubai, where he lives now, and he got French citizenship. But the irony is, 10 years later, he gets arrested by a so-called free country, France, at the behest of the Biden administration. There's no chance they did that without checking with the U.S. State Department and the National Security Council, the White House. They did that with the approval of the United States government, the Biden administration, and they arrest the guy for allowing ordinary people to say what they think and to oppose the policies of governments. What? It's, and then of course they, you know, smear him as an abettor of kiddie porn or whatever. You know, the biggest child traffickers in the world are the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. More than 10 million people trafficked across our border. And yet they're pushing for this guy to go to prison because he's allowing whatever. It's all fake. The truth is, we're entering a new phase, I think, in the West, where the repressive tactics of the regimes that all of us have always opposed are turning up in our own supposedly free societies. And we just have to fight that with every ounce of strength that we have, because this is a cliche, but it is, because it's true. We are really the only free country left. We're the only country on the planet that guarantees free speech. And if we allow them to lecture us like Tim Walz, that creep, did the other day, well, you know, free speech is not absolute. Well, actually it is, Tim Walz. And the definition of free speech is being able to call you a creep without being arrested. And when you take that away from me, this is a dictatorship. And I don't want my kids to live in a dictatorship. So I'm going to do whatever I can to oppose you.
Tucker, you predicted they would try to kill Trump and talked about the trajectory of all the things they did to him and how it built up with the fake impeachments and the civil trials and the indictments and the fake convictions and trying to take him off the ballot. And clearly the next thing would be try to kill him. The trajectory for me now just goes into warp speed or hyperdrive or light speed, when now he's even more popular. Now RFK and Tulsi Gabbard's and so many others, and, you know, hopefully Joe Rogan's going to endorse him, that now, even though they've got a bunch of dead people and illegal aliens ready to vote, Texas just pulled over 1 million illegal aliens and dead people off the rolls yesterday. It's happening all over the place. They're not totally cleaning it up, but they've knocked a chunk out. The deep state is absolutely panicking, in my views, and are super, super dangerous. So what's next on the trajectory? What black swans? What do you see happening next?
You know, I can't foresee it, and I love taking credit for super obvious calls, like obviously they're going to try and kill Trump. Of course, what's left? So, you know, I deserve no credit for prophecy there at all. That was it was just out in the open for anyone to notice.
Deduction.
It was deduction, of course. It was following a trend line. That's really simple. I think they're, you know, the only option, if they really think they're going to lose, if they haven't locked it down, and I don't know the answer to that because I'm not privy to their plans, but if they think that there's a chance that Trump could win decisively enough in November that they can't steal it, then I think their only option there is to, in some way, throw the society into chaos as they did during COVID, which was the pretext for changing the way we vote and letting people vote anonymously without IDs and drop boxes and a month before the election, et cetera. They completely changed everything, allowing Mark Zuckerberg to spend $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. That would not have been allowed except under a state of national emergency provided them by the virus they created in a lab in Wuhan, COVID. And so it's pretty simple. If they feel like they're going to lose, we will have some kind of crisis. I think it's most likely to be a war with Iran, which they want anyway, but, you know, who knows?
Absolutely, and they're pre-programming cyber attacks, and they're shipping the bird flu and the monkeypox vaccine all over the country. They gave an emergency authorization for the bird flu shot. The UN declared a new emergency right as the old emergency expired to the day. I mean, it's so transparent you're awake. What must it be like for Kamala supporters when she now wasn't the border czar, is the border czar, wasn't the border czar, and now she's running ads showing the border wall, saying it's hers, and adopting all of Trump's policies, though we know she'll never deliver? I mean, this is, I didn't think they could turn the BS meter up any higher, but they have.
I didn't either, but I think the price of admission into that party is the willingness to suspend thinking. And I think we misunderstand why people become partisan Democrats. We know why they become conservatives. I want to think for myself. I believe in the autonomy of the individual up against the group. You know, I think the person has dignity created by God, can't be taken away, inalienable rights. I mean, those are the core beliefs of people on our side. The core beliefs of the people on the other side aren't really beliefs. They're impulses that derive from fear. And the core fear is I'm alone and powerless in this world. I need protection from a group I'm going to join. There is safety in numbers. That's the reigning idea, or impulse on the Democratic side. Let's all get together, and together we are stronger than we are alone. They fear being alone. These are people who sleep with the TV on. You know, these are people who are just terrified. They're people who are on SSRIs and benzodiazepines. I mean, they are, this is all shown. I mean, they're heavily medicated and neurotic because they're afraid. They don't believe in God, so they're terrified of death. They have no skills, so they're terrified of change. I mean, they've created an entire fake economy to elevate and compensate people who can't do anything useful. We live in a world where people who can plumb your house don't get paid anything relative to somebody who has no skills at all, who's working in the DEI department of a community college, right? So the whole enterprise is designed to take fearful people who believe themselves to be powerless, who have no useful skills, and make them feel safe and appreciated. That's the whole everyone gets a trophy thing that we used to make fun of, but it's actually very deep. And if I can just recommend to your listeners, probably the only four listing who haven't already read it, but Ted Kaczynski's original manifesto, and I'm not endorsing mail bombs, which I hate, by the way, or violence, which
but
I hate.
But he did nail but what was going to happen. He did nail it.
He nailed what was going to happen with the growth of technology, but he also, more than anything, described the leftist worldview, this helpless, alone, afraid, you know, anxiety-ridden, terrified child in an adult body that is the average leftist. That's the mindset that drives their behavior. And no one described it as well as Ted Kaczynski, who came, you know, he's a product of Harvard and Cal Berkeley. Like, he'd spent his whole life in academia. He knew what these people were really
like. Right. It's an indictment of the left. So in the limited time we have left, I've got a few other questions. You're so gracious to be here, Tucker. If Trump would have been killed in Butler, Pennsylvania, you follow the trajectory, and you are actually good at predictions. You are smart. So don't, you know, play yourself down here. People really want to hear what you have to say. What would have happened, God forbid, if they'd have blown his head off in Butler? And then tie it into your statements, if you can elaborate, on the political realignment that we're clearly seeing globally right now.
Gosh, I mean, well, that would have been the national – I mean, keep in mind, that took place at a moment where they were still planning on running Biden, and the numbers were bad. And so killing Trump was the national crisis I referred to that they will always resort to out of desperation if they think they're going to lose power. And that would have been a crisis. I mean, first of all, it would have resulted in the death of an innocent, of a man, okay, which is always a tragedy no matter where it happens, in my opinion. But the trauma to the country, watching a man get shot. I mean, the great thing about the Zapruder film is you really have to watch carefully to see the gore in it, to watch the top of the president's head come off. But Trump was being shot in, you know, HD, close up. If he'd been shot in the face, that would have been the single ugliest, goriest, most horrifying thing, you know, 300 million people had ever seen. And that's just bad. That's just bad right there. It's pornography on a moral level. Okay.
It'd be a snuff film.
It would be a snuff film. And like watching that stuff is bad for you. Actually, it damages you, in my opinion. I know that. But then this sort of subsequent effect, the ripples out from that, the chaos, the people realizing, wait a second, they just murdered the only hope of the disenfranchised half of the country. I mean, in the 2020 election, Biden voters owned 70% of the wealth in the United States, Trump voters 30%. So really, this is an economic divide. People have been left behind by changes in the economy, are clinging to Trump like a life raft, and people who think they're succeeding or could succeed by playing along with the regime are on Kamala Harris's side. So you would have, you know, 100 and whatever million people who have nothing. They have nothing. They have no political power. They have no economic power. The only thing they have is Trump. And now Trump's been murdered. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know what would have happened then, but it would have been a turning point an abrupt turning point in the life of the country. You would have unleashed chaos. Who would do something like that? By the way, who would unleash chaos on a country? Like, how evil do you have to be to even consider doing something?
I was about
like
to say that
always
shows
results.
You'd almost have to be crazy to start a war with Russia. It just shows how reckless they are.
Well, but reckless and callous and evil. I mean, I've been around chaos a couple of times in my life. If you've ever seen it, you'll never forget it. Because, I mean, first of all, it's violent, but worse than violent, it's unpredictable. You don't know who's going to get hurt.
though long-term, the weaker get hurt. The kids get hurt. The women get hurt. The elderly get hurt. You know, people can't defend themselves. I have literally seen this, and I never want to see it again. And but it's intuitive. You know what happens when chaos breaks out, right? In a riot, for example. To unleash that on an entire country is just demonic. It's like it's evil because you know for a fact that helpless people are going to be hurt. And they were clearly prepared to do that. They allowed him to be shot. That's just a fact. The Biden administration, in charge of his bodyguards, allowed him to be shot. You can say, well, they didn't know that that was what is what going to happen. They weren't coordinating with the shooter. Okay, I'm willing to believe that. It doesn't change the fact that they allowed it. And in other words, if I let my toddler play by my swimming pool and go to Walmart for an hour and he drowns, I didn't drown him, but I allowed him to be drowned. It's the same crime.
Exactly.
So that's what they did. And that's sick. Like, they're sick. They have no limits at all. They're flirting with nuclear war, which would eliminate human life on the planet right now. So we should not underestimate their callousness to human life. You know, they committed abortion outside in the parking lot at the DNC. These people don't have limits. And I don't think the average non-liberal can really understand that. It's like, well, you know, at a certain point, they'll pull back. No, no, no. They won't. There's no evidence there.
And I
will.
Think a
they
lot
haven't.
Of that has to do with what you were talking about with RFK Jr. The average leftist is so disconnected from nature. Like Chuckie Schumer serves raw hamburgers yes. and puts cheese on raw hamburgers. He doesn't even know. And he said, I've never been outside. I've never been outside an apartment building. I'm cooking burgers. He's literally like a space alien who's got political power, yes. but doesn't think about second, third, fourth order of things. So shifting gears into some of the good news, and I got to go in a few minutes. What do you make of Zuckerberg, the motive? Because bigger than him coming out with this letter and saying, I got pressured, I election meddled, I covered up COVID, I did other things, I'm sorry, they made me do it. We've had Mayorkas and we've had Garland and we've had Ray all lie and say they didn't do it, even though we have all the emails and documents, ordering things censored, election meddling and more. Why do you think, is it because these whistleblowers are coming out, he doesn't want a lot of Congress, or he's a good person? Why do you think Zuckerberg has now fallen on a sword like this, or he sees which way the wind's blowing with Elon Musk and all the rest of it?
I mean, I could concoct a million theories, but I just want to be as honest as I can be and say I don't know. I've talked to Zuckerberg about these topics a number of times. And I'll just say every time I've talked to him, he has made the noises of an anguished, guilty civil libertarian who feels bad about going along with the suppression of speech. Now, obviously, free speech is the center of my business and my worldview, so maybe he's just sucking up. I don't know why he would do that. But he does try to sound, at least when I've talked to him, like a kind of guilty 70s liberal. Like, I really do believe in free speech. I'm sorry. So maybe it's genuine. I just don't know the answer. We should also say in that letter, I don't know the answer, I should say. In that letter, he says, you know, I spent all this money on election mechanics in 2020, $400 million, and I now know that, like, it probably helped the Democrats more than the Republicans, and I just want you to know I'm not doing that again. Now, is he good, by the way, but is he sucking up to Jim Jordan, to whom he wrote the letter? Does he really mean that? Again, I don't know. All I know is it's a good thing. It's like so many things in politics. Like, everyone in politics is lying on some level. They're all creepy. I got it. They're all falling short of expectations. None of them, like, is much of an idealist. They're all kind of cynical. But the ones who do what you want them to do, like, take the win. You know? You know what I mean? Like, just take the win. It's good. Like, I hear all these people like, oh, Elon is not a, you know, as committed to free speech as I am. Well, that's true. He's not as committed to free speech as I am, but I don't own anything. I'm just a yapper on the tube. He's done more for free speech than anyone in my lifetime. So let's just take the win. You know what I mean?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. In closing, been gracious with the time. TuckerCarlson.com/events, not just my event with him or his event with me up there in Pennsylvania, but all the other incredible events with, you know, Glenn Beck and everybody else you can imagine. It's the very best of the best. I can't wait to meet everybody. I can't wait to be there. I'm probably going to go to Butler as well while I'm there and shoot a report. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Tucker. He's just an awesome person. If you haven't seen him in person, you really need to come. And to not just this event on the 23rd of next month, but to all of these incredible events he's doing, that's a real exercise of free speech. If you don't exercise it, it's like your brain or muscles. You lose it, and it atrophies. But in closing, I've looked at all the numbers without getting into them. Trump is way ahead. They've got these fake polls. He's going to win, even with the 10% or so of fraud they've got baked in from all my research. That said, Jamie Raskin, I don't know if you've seen the clip, said weeks ago, we're going to have a civil war. We're not going to accept Trump. We're going to block him with the delegates. And John Podesta told the New York Times 4 years ago, he said if Trump won then, they would simply not accept it and have their own inauguration out west, he said. So they're really planning something nasty. They're pushing civil unrest. They're talking about civil war. Just in closing, what do you expect them to do? Because we're talking about 69 days of the election. Nobody's talking about the 76 during that period where he's president-elect. To me, that's the real danger zone. I believe he will overpower the fraud if they don't kill him and don't blow up his airplane or truck bomb him or something like that. But if he gets the win, then I know the real craziness begins the day after he is president-elect. What do you say?
Just like it did, I mean, right, they set up the whole fake January 6th thing, which was fundamentally fake, in that same period. I agree with you completely. That is by far the most perilous period. If he wins, that does not mean they're going to submit. I mean, that's not what they're like. That's what we're like. I won. Time to be magnanimous. Good game. Good game. Yeah. It's like the kind of wasp, like, oh no, you were very well played. Very well played. That's not how they feel. They win. They jump over the net and club you to death with a tennis racket. Like they just don't, they're not gentlemen at all. So I have no idea, but that will be the most worrisome possible time. And Trump should be concerned. Luckily, he's got a lot of rich people on his side this time, which matters. Sorry. It does.
And make no mistake, anybody saying we're in boring times is crazy. I said last question, let me squeeze in one more. Last time you were on a few months ago and Elon retweeted it and said he agreed he was going to double his security or increase it, you were saying, I was saying Elon's a big target too. And that was right before they tried to kill Trump, literally just weeks before. They tried to kill Trump 44 days ago. You were on just about 2 weeks before that. We were predicting they'd do it on that show. I'm not trying to make this happen, but I just hope Elon is really watching his ass, because globally, I think Elon Musk is just as important, maybe more important than Trump. In closing, what do you say to that?
Well, I completely agree with everything you just said. He's smart. You know, he has a kind of devil-may-care recklessness that makes me love him. And I mean that in a good way. You would never buy Twitter, you know, at double its actual value unless you were a dice roller. And you wouldn't be the richest man in the world unless you're willing to roll the dice. So he is. But I don't think you're overstating his importance in the history of the world right now. I mean, he's the only one who is holding the line for human rights. He's the only one. So, man, live long and prosper is my hope for him, for sure.
That's right. And the Telegram guy was doing a good job, too, and now he's in custody.
What a good man, too.
And you've interviewed him.
Oh, I know him. Yeah, I know him. And I really like him, too, which is the sad. I mean, how many tech moguls do you actually like personally? I really like him. Decent, nice person. Yeah, and a truly principled guy. And it makes me, you know, want to invade France, which honestly makes me so mad I can barely control.
Yeah, France needs to be liberated, just like you said Canada does. TuckerCarlson.com/events. I'll be there at the 23rd in Pennsylvania. Hope to see people there. Tucker, I'm going to roll the little promo for your amazing events. I'm going to say bye to you here, and I'll be right back. Here is the trailer for the live events with Tucker Carlson.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, A daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fluoridation first began?
No, I don't yet.
1946. 1946, Mandrake. How does that coincide with your post-war commie conspiracy? It's incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way your hardcore commie works.
If you go back to the end of World War II, and now the people that ran our country had defeated, you know, some of the other competing tyrannies, they wanted a way to lower fertility, dumb people down, give them higher cancer rates and more docile. And they began to add the waste from aluminum production and nuclear weapons, uranium purification, and from phosphate mining for fertilizer. And they would then take the raw mix of that toxic waste that was incredibly expensive to store, and they would dump it into the water supply. By 1960, around 60% of the country had it. And today, over 70% of the United States has fluoridation of water.
They knew in the 20s that sodium fluoride was a deadly chemical weapon that had a calmative effect that fractured the bones, the teeth, that attacked every organ in the body, particularly glands, calcified them. Thousands of studies by the 50s. They took the toxic waste but used the term fluoride as a whole subgroup of over 100 deadly chemicals.
Lead, mercury, arsenic.
Just on and on and on that they dump in your water.
The fight to warn the unsuspecting populace of the dangers of dumping industrialized hydrofluorosilicic acid into the public drinking water system in order to release fluoride ions to meet the CDC recommendations to a level of 0.7 to 1.2 milligrams per liter in order to help prevent tooth decay has been an ongoing battle for over a decade.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, otherwise known as OSHA, is a U.S. agency that requires companies to produce a material safety data sheet, or an MSDS, for every chemical product in the market. The MSDS that Mosaic produces for their fluoride product will make your hair stand on end.
So what we find in the case of the Mosaic, their hydrofluorosilicic acid, is that it is not a pharmaceutical-grade product. It is an industrial grade chemical, and under Section 2 hazard identification, it identifies a health hazard as being corrosive to the skin, the eyes, and the mucous membranes. If you come in contact with it through the skin or inhalation or ingestion, such as swallowing it, it may cause severe irritation and burns.
Our studies involve comparing the deaths of all persons in the 10 largest fluoridated cities of the United States with the 10 largest non-fluoridated cities in the United States year by year, which you can see here perhaps. Here is the fluoridated, and here is the non-fluoridated set of 10 cities each.
So AP reports, New York AP, the U.S. government report expected to stir debate, concluded that fluoride in drinking water at twice the recommended limit is linked to lower IQs in children. It's also cancer, everything else I just mentioned. And they said with moderate confidence they know this. So they're getting out ahead of it because they're talking about all the chemicals in the water. They put the poison in the water. And they know exactly what they're doing. The report, based on analysis of previously published research, marks the first time the federal agency has determined with moderate confidence that there is a link between higher levels of fluoride exposure and lower IQs in kids. While the report was not designed to evaluate the health effects of fluoride in drinking water alone, it is a striking acknowledgement of a potential neurological risk from high levels of fluoride.
Lester Holt, chief propagandist at NBC News, attempted to keep the dying pro-fluoride narrative alive.
The CDC calls it one of the most important advances of the 20th century. But as Aaron McLaughlin reports, it's the latest front in the culture wars.
Major health organizations, including the CDC, the American Dental Association, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, support fluoride in drinking water. But it's been rejected by dozens of communities throughout the U.S. in recent years, with activists determined to press further.
Regardless of the propaganda, those with the ability to still critically think instinctively know there is a lot more to the story.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultra Turmeric Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Get up.
Welcome. We're now into hour number three. And out of all the wonderful scientists and doctors and researchers and journalists that have been tirelessly exposing the big pharma criminal rollout of COVID and then the poison shots that are obviously far worse, Dr. David Martin is probably the most prolific and informative of them all. There's a lot of people that are close second or third, but he just really is able to educate people with the documents, with the facts. But wanted to get him back on with the new declaration of an emergency by the UN with Mpox, with the bird flu, emergency authorization of this new mRNA, with all the fear-mongering, cities around the country shutting down already using the excuse of mosquitoes. They're definitely, with 67 days left of the election, trying to bring it back. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's the founder and chairman of MCAM, Inc., the international leader in innovation, finance, trade, and intangible asset finance. And he's worked, you know, been very famous in a lot of stuff with Bloomberg, HBO, you know, been a General Assembly expert at the United Nations and has spoken there to congressional committees, state committees, you name it, in his previous work. Recently, Dr. Martin has turned his attention to providing his research-based facts around mRNA vaccines, the COVID pandemic, and the latest variant push, davidmartin.world. And we'll also put up his X account. And so I'm going to really do my best to give him the floor because, you know, the 50-something minutes we have left is just not enough time on the Mpox situation, the unending attack on free speech, and the incompetence of the judiciary. So, Dr. Martin, thank you so much for being here.
Alex, it's always an honor. Thank you for having me, and it's a delight to see you.
I'm going to try to sit back. You know, I'll write down questions and get to them later, but I'm going to try to give you the floor. Where should we start?
Well, listen, I think we have to remind people that the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which was published over 2 years ago, which was funded by Dustin Moskowitz, the co-founder of Facebook and the funder of Open Philanthropy, actually told us that the monkeypox craziness was going to be deployed, and it was going to be deployed roughly around this time. We actually knew it was coming, not unlike the coup d'etat that was COVID with respect to the election running up to 2020. What we know is that the monkeypox alleged pandemic of international concern is absolutely egregiously false. There is no international concern whatsoever. And quite frankly, there's no real credible evidence of any of this other than allegedly some symptoms that are associated primarily with outbreaks of a particular rash and a particular set of conditions associated with a very small subgroup of homosexual men reportedly in the Democratic Republic of Congo and a few cases allegedly reported in Germany. But here's the problem. The problem is this has nothing to do with monkeypox. You mentioned bird flu. It has nothing to do with bird flu. What this has to do with is the entire campaign to once again suppress the free and fair assembly of people and the free and fair assembly of ideas running up into an election. We saw this happen, by the way, going all the way through 2020. There's an enormous amount of propaganda that was distributed in the early part, in the mid part of 2020. And the specific reason why we had to have a public health emergency was so that public assembly, free communication, free thought could not happen. Please remember that back in 2020, when we were in the early days of what was declared to be the COVID pandemic, we had a number of cases, most notably in the Northeast, Massachusetts being one of the famous ones, where we actually had judges who made the mistake of saying that by keeping people in their houses, by not letting them assemble, by not letting them have access to their churches and their community centers and their other public gatherings, there was no restriction on free speech because, according to the judges, and remember, these are federal judges and state judges who all made the statement that the public still has access to an open and free conversation on social media. And this was directly referenced by a number of judges in the early days of the pandemic. Now, you know, Alex, that there was no intention of having free and fair communication on any of the social media platforms. As a matter of fact, Mark Zuckerberg's most recent written comments were that he probably shouldn't have allowed the COVID suppression to be what it was on Facebook. But here's the problem. The problem is we actually know that to control the narrative, you had to shut down people like me, people like you, and people who at the very beginning were saying that this was actually not a public health emergency. It had nothing to do with public health. It had everything to do with the suspension of civil liberties and the foreclosure on our basic rights in terms of freedom of assembly and freedom of speech. That is exactly what's happening right now. And that's the reason why we now see the judiciary being weaponized against the CEOs of tech companies to send a chilling message that says, if you allow communication to happen on your network, it doesn't matter what the network is, whether you're in France, whether you're in the UK, and obviously there's a huge push here in the United States to do the same thing. Criminalize not only the people who are saying things that are against the narrative, but criminalize the platforms on which they're said. This notion that somehow Elon Musk is, you know, terrorist number one in terms of a threat to democracy is laughable, because the fact is that this is the only platform that remains. And by this, I mean X. The only platform that remains in the large scale application of its use around the world, where the ideas that actually give rise to communication, which was the bedrock of how democracy was supposed to be formed, can be openly and freely discussed. And I have to say, although I am a huge, as you know, I've been very, very supportive of what Elon has tried to do with X, trying to keep the platform open, trying to keep it as censorship free as possible. There is absolutely no question that even our conversations, Alex, the last one we did, you could watch what happened when it became super popular, because suddenly it became very difficult to find on any of the platforms, including X. So the fact of the matter is we don't have an open and free dialogue. And the point of monkeypox and the point of the bird flu is to actually try to evergreen the suspension of civil liberties. And what I mean by that is very simple. If you go back and you look at Alex Azar's declarations in the first three quarters of 2020, What he did was he amended the 2005 PREP Act to reach further and further into the notion that anything that actually threatened the promulgation of a public health message was supposedly antithetical to the good order and discipline, which is protected under the First Amendment. As I pointed out in a number of more recent interviews, the First Amendment protections include, ironically, lying. It's how government propaganda gets away with doing what it does. It actually gets to lie because it's a protected form of speech. And what is mysterious is that for some reason, the misinformation, disinformation moniker that is put on people like myself who are trying to do nothing more than report the facts. For example, the Nuclear Threat Initiative, if people have not seen that document from 2022 and have not seen the plans associated with that document, I've said on numerous occasions, the rollout of monkeypox was specifically to cover over the side effects and the autoimmune effects associated with the COVID injections. We knew that there were going to be growing concerns about skin lesions. We knew there were going to be growing concerns about shingles and chickenpox-like effects in adults. We needed to come up with a cover story. This is all documented, not in my research. It's documented in their publications that monkeypox was going to mysteriously show up, and it was going to serve as the cover story to allow people to say that, oh, it's a new pathogen that's causing this problem, and not look at the fact that this is actually anticipated and expected secondary effects of the mRNA injections. So this was not ever a pathogen of concern. Still isn't. There is no pathogen of concern. The concern is that this is the World Health Organization, the IHR, and the criminal cabal that I have mentioned all along, the Wellcome Trust, the Gates Foundation, Open Philanthropy, NIAID, CDC, FDA. This is a criminal conspiracy, a racketeering conspiracy, and the only reason why it is not being prosecuted is because under the PREP Act and under the doctrine of sovereign immunity, crimes can be committed by the public and by public officials. And because they are granted immunities under the PREP Act, because they're granted immunities under sovereign immunity, they can't be prosecuted. But here's the bad news. The bad news is the federal courts have decided to allow every declaration of emergency to suspend the constitutional challenges to any of these acts. And so we're really dealing with two independent crises. One is a judicial crisis, which is actually one where the courts are not even available to consider the criminality of the racketeering and corruption, because they've decided that while there's allegedly a declared emergency, there is no accountability. And that's what's happening on the federal and state court levels. And then on the international level, we are actually evergreening the ability to suspend civil liberties by virtue of saying that there's a public health emergency of international consequence, which in fact doesn't rise to the standard even defined by their own policies. So this is a criminal act. It's a criminal conspiracy. It's once again domestic and international terrorism, as I've said all along, no different from COVID. And what we're doing is we're watching as the world bends the knee again to tyrants.
Let me just add something here, and you please continue. As you're speaking, my mind is just exploding with all the examples of what you're saying is true. We're posting your Substack. We put the videos, the documents where they admit all this. So I have a couple questions here. Klaus Schwab, the UN, they all admit we're using COVID as a drill for climate lockdowns, social credit score,
yep,
working for home. So that basically they're just using it as a martial law training drill. That's A, they admit it, but B, why are they so transparent in a SPARS 2025-2028 document that it's really a future war game battle plan? Why does the nuclear threat assessment you were talking about 2.5 years ago admit that right around this time they'd roll it out? Because at one level, they talk like they're the adults at the big table, we're kids at the small table. Why do they do that? Is it out of arrogance, or is it to look powerful to their minions? Because, look, we talk about this openly, but then lie to them on the news. It's a two-tiered system.
Well, and I think, listen, I've talked about this through the lens of serial killers who like to leave totems and talismans behind to taunt the police. Klaus Schwab is a serial killer. You know, the Gates Foundation is a serial killer. The Wellcome Trust is a serial killer. These are serial killers who actually love to taunt the public by saying, look, we are going to put this information out in front of your face, and we're going to watch as you do nothing to address it. And here's the tragedy. As you know, Alex, I actually broke the story of monkeypox quite some time ago. And tragically, when everybody was talking about COVID, people were looking at me going, oh, there's Dave Martin going off on another conspiracy. Well, it turns out that I actually, in those 2022 and 2023 interviews, I actually laid out exactly what is happening. It's not Dave Martin forecasting. It's Dave Martin providing information and data, which is actually something that we could have and should have taken action with. The tragedy is, to your point, this idea that what we'll do is we'll put the information out and we will emasculate the public by actually laughing in their face, saying, look, we're going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to tell you we're going to deprive you of liberties, and we're going to watch the impotence of you, your public officials. We're going to watch the impotence of every political campaign to actually allow this thing to be steamrolled. And what it is a public commitment to this acquiescence to an ultimately tyrannical form of social engineering and population control.
Let me just back you up on that, because more and more,
the end goal is killing people.
Sorry. End goal is killing people. Start over there. I just, more and more, I'm seeing them do this. They've always done it, but now it's getting crazy. Where Governor Newsom went on TV last week and said, yeah, we installed her. It's undemocratic. Ha, ha, ha. It's funny. Yeah, we didn't clean up San Francisco for you. We did it for Xi Jinping. Get used to it. He's literally like Patrick Bateman, laughing and rubbing it in.
Well, and this is my point. My point is that you have been accused, I've been accused of allegedly being fear-mongering or anything else. But here's the problem. The problem is, if you look at the objective reality, what you see is that in each one of these cases, what we have seen is we have seen a willful suppression of all that stands for good liberty, all that stands for good order, all that stands for the principles upon which our country is founded. And by the way, the irony of the French arrest is near comical if you think about, you know, France being allegedly this hotbed of the foment which gave rise to this idea of liberty and egalitarianism and all of the things that were the hallmark of French philosophy during the Enlightenment and during Thomas Jefferson's visits over there. This whole construct that says that we are going to actually undermine the underlying principles under which every single one of our public institutions is predicated. We're not just going to undermine it, but the people who have been charged with protecting it, the people who have taken the oath of office, the people who have sworn to uphold the Constitution and protect it from enemies, foreign and domestic, these individuals are themselves traitors. And we need to call them what they are. I have been advocating since long before COVID. You know, this goes back to 2002. I've been advocating for a cessation of the weaponization of nature against humans. I've been calling for a number of these things, and what happens is that every single time we raise the issues, a handful of public officials will actually take a inconsequential public hearing. They'll do something in Congress. They'll do something at a state level. But the fact of the matter is the judiciary is allowing the erasure of our rights, and they are giving the public no access to due process. We have so many violations of the principles of free and fair elections. We have so many violations of the principles of due process. We have so many violations of the principle of upholding and defending the Constitution that what happens is the public becomes demoralized and sits back and says, oh, there's nothing we can do. And trust me, Alex, there are many days where I sit there going, am I just barking into the hurricane? But the fact of the matter is, I know, and I've said this many times, and I've said this on your show, I know that at some point there is going to be the AG, there's going to be the prosecutor, there's going to be the federal judge that actually listens to this and actually recognizes that this is their day of patriotism. I keep reminding people, if we want to think of where we are historically, we are right now in the pandemic generation. We are where Washington was at Valley Forge. We are where it looks dark. The enemy appears to be prevailing. They're in the heated houses in Philadelphia while everybody's freezing in Valley Forge. That's where it feels like we are. But this is the time to double down, because if we don't double down, then what we do get is we do get the traitors. We do get the Benedict Arnolds. Those come out of this period where we lose our resolve to continue the fight because we're exhausted, we're tired, we feel like we've been defeated. And the fact of the matter is, like I did with the monkeypox, the reason why I went forward with that story when I did almost 2 years ago was because I wanted to make sure people couldn't say they were surprised by this one. And by the way, you know, I did this on our last conversation. We have 68 pathogens that we are monitoring right now. 68. This is a loaded gun. This is not monkeypox is over, COVID's over, you know, H5N2 is over. We've got 68 of these to come. So listen, this is
Well, explain that, Doctor. They've got weaponized versions or gain-of-function versions waiting.
Yes, of 68 other things. And those are toxins, those are pathogens, those are chemicals, those are all sorts of things. And the fact is, and I put those up on my Twitter feed a while ago, you know, at some point, maybe after this, I'll post them again. But the fact of the matter is we know that there are more coming. And this is not about a public health emergency. Listen, the best thing anybody listening to this can do right now is actually recognize that when you are told there is an emergency of international concern, remember that that is now code word for the preservation of tyrannical reach into the suppression of individual liberties. That's all it is. Nobody's dying of monkeypox. Nobody's dying of H5N2. And to the chagrin of all of NIAID, I pointed out that H5N2 was in patents filed in the United States where the supply of H5N2 was coming from NIAID's own commercial laboratory facilities. Literally, you could dial up the lab and get H5N2 delivered to you. So this idea that somehow or another there's a new variant, some new variants coming down the pike, it's nonsense. These things are published. They are written. They are in patent documents. And we are very, very clear on the fact that not a single one of these things has been a public health risk.
Now, we got to go to break in about 3.5 minutes, but I want to continue to give you the floor. But just, you're a really smart guy. You really know how to quantify things well. And it's not that we are copying each other. We're kind of just seeing the, you know, the same world, but you're more technical and you're able to elaborate on that, I think, better than I am. How would you, because I think knowing your enemy is important, how would you describe the actual controllers above these minion politicians? Because I remember in the last 20 years reading Bloomberg articles, other stuff, Financial Times of London, where they were actually talking to themselves. And they said, we're now going to discredit the nation state, put in idiot leaders, make the public give up, and we'll bring in corporate global government, basically run by BlackRock with the ESGs and the social credit score system. But what is, I mean, we know they want to kill us, depopulate us, but what is the end game? How would you describe the actual controllers and who are they?
Yeah, well, as some people know, I wrote about that in my book, Coup de 12. I actually wrote specifically about the controllers and used that term back in 2011. But the controllers are very interesting, and there's a very particular profile that's fascinating about them. Most of them are actually individuals who have been capable of and ultimately achieved fairly significant financial or geopolitical success. And almost all of them have a deficit in their life, which is that they lost the child in their life that they wished would be their legacy. And this is a very interesting thing. I've tried to share this with people many times. I write about it in the book, which is when you actually exterminate an idea of your heritage, right? You actually don't see a future where you want your children or your grandchildren to survive and thrive. When you extinguish that impulse in people, there becomes a very interesting cognitive shift where suddenly you are indifferent towards life itself. And this is why I find the documents that have been drafted since 2011 so interesting. When you can callously make reference to the fact that we should eliminate anywhere from 10% to 30% of the global population, and that is done in a passing statement like, oh, and there's going to be a thunderstorm this afternoon. It's thrown away, but we don't actually sit with the gravity of what's being said. The gravity is we're talking about the extinguishment of somewhere between 800 million and potentially as much as 2.4 billion people. We're talking about killing that number of people, but we can do it like we're ordering a sandwich at lunch. This only comes from the absence of a humanity where you see yourself as part of a continuum. And that's why it is so critical, in my view, for people to understand that this is not a rational behavior. We try to rationalize it. We try to be good human beings going, well, good human being clearly wouldn't do that. Well, the fact of the matter is, these are people who are broken human beings who are indifferent to life. They are indifferent to anything other than their own limited period of time on this earth where they think they are going to control the narrative and ultimately leave a legacy because their legacy in terms of their progeny is no longer viable.
That's right. We got to go to break. I totally agree with that. If you look at the EU leadership, almost none of them have children.
And when That's exactly right.
Something clicks on, you care about everything now. You're not a collectivist, but you are a collectivist in your action. And then that creates, well, we'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us. I'm David Martin.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Dr. David Martin was going to the heart of the globalists. They are projecting their own hatred of themselves onto us. And there's a mix of different people. A lot of them are just psychos and love to kill people and hurt people. They love to brag. They love to desecrate Christianity. I mean, there are basic things they just love to do. And it makes them feel powerful. But I want to get into the latest numbers, the facts, the death numbers, all the key intel you've got. But in general, how has their attack gone? Because it has created a great awakening. They kind of want us to forget about that and move on to the next hysteria, the next fear. But I don't think this has gone too well. And when they are at the Clinton Global Foundation or UN events, and they openly, when they're not trying to put out the general public, they say people hate us. They don't trust us. That was the main name of this year's Davos event. They've taken Schwab off the front billing. He's still the head of it, but he's so hated. So if you see Bill Gates clips, now his wife left him. Warren Buffett's pulled out of the foundation. All these other big groups are doing it. It looks to me like things didn't go the way they wanted, but they never give up. They're just steamrolling ahead with the plan.
Well, you know, I've encouraged people to go back and look at the Gates Foundation in its formation, because Janet Reno never disclosed what the actual, not surprisingly, undisclosed antitrust settlement was when Bill Gates was found to be a criminal racketeer and monopolist. You know, it's not by any surprise that his reputation laundering exercise was to create this kind of evergreen pool of capital, which was not a fine in any way, shape, or form. Remember, the Gates Foundation became way more popular in terms of global consequence than Microsoft could have ever been. A technology company could never have had the influence that the Gates Foundation had. And by the way, everybody in the Clinton camp knows this. Everybody, you know, around Janet Reno knows this. They know what they did. And to your point, Alex, it's actually somewhat amusing that individuals, patriots like you and me, actually with precious little resources, with very, very little moral support or otherwise, we did actually have some amazing people who actually stood with us. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, little guy actually came out with the David and Goliath story, and it looks like David actually won. Because remember that during COVID, and if you go back to 2011, to the decade of the vaccine, the publication by the World Health Organization's Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, we were supposed to have a universal acceptance of this kind of pan-influenza vaccine that was supposed to be a childhood mandatory vaccine for every infant at birth. Well, that didn't work out so well. And obviously, as you know, in 2018, Anthony Fauci lamented that nobody was actually taking his boy crying wolf seriously. So he needed to come up with a mythical wolf. And lo and behold, he had something in store. He actually had in 2016, the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1 poised for human emergence, according to Ralph Barrett. He had the weapon already in the arsenal. And what he decided to do is deploy it, create what became the coup d'etat of 2020, which is Alex Azar taking over and Anthony Fauci taking over and Deborah Birx taking over the United States government, while President Trump stood by and did not know at the time, nor does he still know, that he was actually a victim of a coup in his own administration. But here's the facts. The facts are that they wanted everybody to fall for the terrorist coercion, and it didn't work. A third of people, remember, a third of people lined up for the shot. A third of people only took it because they were coerced. They had to do it for their job. They had to do it to travel. They had to do it to visit family and loved ones. They had to do it to get into hospitals and clinics, nursing homes, etc. But that third that actually did it in coercion was also a third that knows that they were lied to. They know that it was a lie. They know that even under the declaration in the CARES Act in 2020, and once again, I go back to these are facts. You can go look at them. In the CARES Act, the reason why Alex Azar was able to actually say that this particular injection family, the mRNA injection family, was supposedly going to be something that public health would benefit from was because he said it would mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Alex, look how many times Anthony Fauci has not only gotten COVID-19, but look how many times he's allegedly also now gotten all kinds of other his own pathogens. The fact of the matter is, Alex Azar lied to the president, had Donald Trump sign documents based on lies. He actually defrauded the United States, and he did it at the behest of individuals who actually had economic gain. And here's the tragedy. The tragedy is some of those individuals are, in fact, the large donors to both political parties. I would love to sit here today and tell you that with all of the developments with Trump and RFK and all of the things that have been happening in the last couple of weeks, that somehow or another David Martin has finally broken down and been enthusiastic about this. But here's the problem. I will not violate the integrity of the facts that Donald Trump had a traitor in his office, Alex Azar. And Alex Azar and Anthony Fauci conspired to overthrow the government and did it. And they did it right under his nose. And at no point has the president been informed of this, because individuals who had economic gain from the very coup that happened are the ones writing checks to his campaign and to the campaigns of the Democrats. So the fact of the matter is, and this goes to your earlier observation, we have an economic interest that is actually not interested in who wins the White House, because winning the White House is merely the theater that continues the distraction that keeps the public from actually ever addressing the real issues. We have to have immediately a constitutional passage of laws that outlaw gain-of-function research, that outlaw the suspension of civil liberties and our basic rights under our protected amendments. We have to have a law that says that no public media institution, whether it's telecommunications, whether it's social media, whether it's the distribution of media, no media can be censored for any reason, because it is, in fact, this public health exemption. And I'm going to be giving a lecture next week in Washington, D.C. The public health exemption has been put in place since the early 1900s. And by the way, it actually goes back to some of the shipping and quarantine acts in the 1800s, but it has been put in place specifically so that there is always one pathway to make sure that Americans don't have their rights. Public health, since the 1800 Quarantine Act, has been the pathway to suspend civil liberties. And I want to be really clear on something. Everybody talks about the 1905 Jacobson case as though it justified this idea that we all had to be injected, which, by the way, never did. Read the case. What it said was, if you don't get injected, you can be fined. And that's what the case actually said. It never said anybody had to be injected at all.
Yeah, but we also have federal court cases. We also have federal court cases saying black people aren't human. So all court cases we can.
Right. But if you go back, there's an interesting other case, which is Juho v. Williamson. It's a California Supreme Court case out of what was allegedly the influenza pandemic in 1900. And this is a really important one. It was so important, Alex, that the FDA, prior to the release of COVID, actually had an internal document where they were teaching people how to avoid violating the California Supreme Court ruling in Juho v. Williamson, which said you cannot make a capricious determination of one population to quarantine and another population that's free to move about. Well, guess what we did in COVID? We let bars open, we let certain things open, but we actually closed down churches, we closed down gyms, we closed down places where people freely meet and assemble, and we did it in violation of Juho v. Williamson, but that was not an afterthought. That was something that the CDC had in a training document to premeditate the suspension of civil liberties. The CDC itself knew, as a government agency, it was violating the law, and it taught their agents how to violate the law. This is how bad it gets. And that's why I keep going back to encouraging people to go to the first year and a half of Kim and my shows on the Butterfly of the Week on David Martin World on YouTube. If you go back and look at those videos, we lay out all of these facts long before COVID became a popular topic. We talk about the CDC's corruption of the law. We talk about the data collection processes that were done. We talk about Palantir and Peter Thiel, and how much Peter Thiel is influencing, obviously, the Trump campaign, J.D. Vance, etc. But we talk about Palantir and how instrumental Palantir was in the promulgation of the data collection and surveillance state that we currently live in. We're trying so hard to pretend like there are good guys and bad guys. And let's be really clear. there are only bad guys if their intent is to deprive humanity of liberty.
Now, I've got a few questions here. Great points. Since you mentioned it, I've got a clip of Bill Gates about 5 years ago, and he's saying, yeah, we just take these genetically modified organisms and shoot them right in the veins of children to see what they do. We have the FDA third or fourth board they got while they're voting from a few years ago. I played it on Monday, saying, we don't know what it's going to do in children, so we're just going to shoot it in them and see what happens. We have Netanyahu on with a big podcaster, Jordan Peterson, a year and a half ago, saying, Israel will be the headquarters of this because we're going to just test on the Israelis with their national healthcare system, their national health ID, and we'll find out what works and what doesn't. So there's this hiding it in plain view, rubbing our noses in it. Now the Democrats are, yeah, illegals are going to vote, and yeah, we're going to give them free healthcare and free housing and you know, free education. So they're really just coming out in the open. Here's Bill Gates bragging.
Yep.
Is there something to worry about with medicines? That is, might some of them have side effects? Do we need safety testing? I mean, and we're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
He's literally getting off on it right there.
Yep. Well, and this is what I said before. This is actually the behavior of not just a bad actor. This is the behavior of a serial killer. He doesn't have any problem with the fact that in the name of experimentation and expediency, he's killed numerous children in Indian clinical trials of all kinds of drugs. He doesn't have any problem with the idea of injecting things into children. And by the way, anybody who injected mRNA into a vein would in fact be a serial killer, because that's actually not how you do an IM injection. So even the way he says it, it's actually a constructive admission to a crime. I mean, this guy has zero capability to actually get out of his own way, because he has been put into the position of being the implementer in chief of the plan, which actually is not a plan that Bill Gates created. It's a plan that Bill Gates is part of the implementation side of its execution. That's why I try to remind people that we need to have an open conversation going into the next 60 days about who is funding campaigns, and let's have disclosures on how many dollars did they make from Moderna investments? How many dollars did they make from Pfizer investments? These are very simple questions. I asked the question of Vivek Ramaswamy back when he was running for the nomination. I asked the question, does anybody care about his investment in the lipid nanoparticle that was actually used to carry the mRNA into billions of people's arms? Now, I was told that that was unpatriotic and it was inappropriate. But the fact of the matter is, if you go back and look at the Acuitas Arbutus pharmaceutical, you know, University of British Columbia sourced lipid nanoparticle, which was the carrier for all of the mRNA shots, that's how Vivek got his money. And people don't like when I say that. They go, yeah, but he got his money other places and it's not just from that. May be true, but here's the problem. The problem is, if you're using pandemic-derived resources to fund a campaign, is there any reasonable expectation that we're going to have truth and accountability on the part of the candidates being supported by
the
money?
No, I understand. Your concern is that the deep state, your concern is the deep state's putting their people around Trump. I don't think there's any doubt that that's happening. I'm not saying he is that, but it should be investigated, and it's all fair game, and I definitely hear what you're saying. So let me bring us to this point. If their project is long-term, and it has all these cumulative effects, turbo cancers, the rest of it, and this information continues to come out, you've already laid out a blueprint of how you think we stop them. But for the average person listening, what do they do?
So as I said in a recent conversation, the place you start is yourself. You have to start with making sure that you actually examine yourself. You make sure that you're examining the way you're living. I saw in the break that, you know, you had Peter McCullough on there. I think his recommendations about making sure that you take care of your own health so that you're not susceptible to whatever is done in the environment is actually a great thing. I've encouraged that. I've encouraged people to look into John Hewlett's CardioMiracle for the exact same reason, because I actually think that the more we can do to make ourselves healthy, the better we are when it comes to environmental exposures to all manners of things, not just these biological weapons. But I think what we have to do is, I think we have to see in the next 60 days, we have to see the public double down on making the issues actually something that have to be part of the conversation during the campaign. We are not having conversations about gain of function research, and we must. We are not having conversations about the judiciary suspending access to courts in the name of public health emergencies. We're not having those conversations. And we have to have public statements of our public officials where they are actually committing to either caring about upholding and defending the Constitution or admitting to the fact that they are going to allow public health terrorism to suspend the Constitution. This is a simple conversation. It's a simple topic. But unfortunately, we are not seeing the candidates pressed on it. Nobody is pressing either side on these issues. And the reason is because, as I came back before, the funding sources that enrich themselves on the back of knowing, and by the way, it goes back to the 2015 Peter Daszak quote, investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. The problem that we have is that we have an economic incentive that says no matter who occupies the White House, none of that's going to matter because at the end of the day, what's going to happen is the corporate interests and the financial interests who realize that for the public to be cowed into submission, we use public health fear and we use domestic and international terrorism with biological weapons to actually get them to cower.
And let me back you up on that. I remember on C-SPAN in 2018 and 19, there were a series, we played the clips before, of all the different health officials, government agency people, Fauci on C-SPAN saying, we're about to blow up the old system. We're about to bring in all these new therapies, yep. mRNA. We're probably going to use something like bird flu out of China to do it. And they were just openly saying this is going to be the future and investors exactly should get right. involved. You know, kind of like the former head of Google, Eric Schmidt, was at Stanford just a few weeks ago and openly said, you know, here's the companies to invest in. This is the future. I mean, it's all insider trading. It's out in the open. So let me bring you to Zuckerberg. Why do you think, after all these federal officials lied and said they weren't involved in censoring the election or COVID or any of this, why do you think he put that letter out saying he was pressured? Is it because he doesn't want to lie to Congress? Because he knows whistleblowers are about to come out? I mean, we know Zuckerberg's a pretty soulless character. Why do you think he did that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a very fascinating thing to see. And as you can imagine, when I saw it, I actually had exactly the same thought you had, which is, you know, it's a little too late. The fact of the matter is you did what you did. You know, it would be meaningful if you reinstated the content that he took down from you, from me, and from people like us. But that's not what he did. He actually pretended to actually have this now act of contrition that maybe he was pressured into something. But I think what we have is a situation where it is in the financial interest of Facebook to now recognize that they have now been seen as a covert propaganda arm rather than a public social media platform. And that's starting to bite them back. If you look at their financials, you see exactly why he did it. He did it because there are an enormous number of people who now realize that Facebook is feeding an AI algorithm, and that's not going over very well. It's actually feeding the propaganda machine of the covert operations that happen in the United States and around the world, and that's not going very well. Remember that the very issues that back in the Arab Spring, and I raised this issue a few weeks ago, the Arab Spring uprising, when everybody was hailing social media as this platform for democratic reform. In fact, the European Union in 2015 actually passed laws that said that no one could actually suppress any information on social media because they said online rights are the same as offline rights. They were the ones that said that. This is absolutely 100% their rules, their laws. And then what do? They threaten Elon Musk when he interviews Donald Trump. They threaten him with deplatforming. They were violating their own rules because when it was overthrowing governments in the Middle East and North Africa, we were all about it. It was a great way to actually foment unrest. It was a great way for getting people to get active. The Arab Spring was nothing but a social media revolution and giant surprise. The Europeans and the Americans celebrated that. They celebrated the devastation of free and fair elections in Egypt because they wanted to influence the outcome. But the minute the shoe's on the other foot, they violate their own laws. And these are not kind of guidelines and recommendations. These are outright laws. I did a post right after the Elon Musk, Trump interview I did a post about all of the violations of European Union laws that the European Union's digital manager had in fact committed. And guess what? Within 2 days, the European Union actually disavowed her actions. We're having an effect, Alex. I keep coming back to this. We have to stay focused on the real issues. Spending time feeding AI algorithms about fear, about monkeypox, or about H5N2 or any of those things, feeding that AI beast is serving their objective. Feeding the story about the criminality of the racketeers, the conspirators, and the terrorists who are destroying freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, that's the message we need to actually be promoting. And for the next 60 days, we need everybody listening to the show to actually make sure those messages get out there, because that's what the algorithms will ultimately pick up.
Explain that for people that don't understand, because you're not just one of the smartest people, or the smartest probably, when it comes to explaining all this and dead on. You also, I see your videos all the time, 50 million, 100 million, even with them trying to suppress it, you've reached millions of brains out there. I mean, you definitely, people resonate with what you're saying. So explain to them. That's what I was told by how the people in Google and you name it. They said, don't you know, Alex, you were picked early in a war game like 7-8 years ago with AI that they had obviously back then too, to train an avatar that they would fight with and then also try to change that avatar of who you were. It gets really complex. And people don't understand. Yep. AI is just a mirror of us. They try to train it in closed AI, but then when they turn it loose in the public, they say we infect it. Well, what's happening is the truth's infecting it. So really, we act like AI is all powerful, but we are the masters of the AI if we realize it.
No question. Listen, if we truth bomb every algorithm and truth bomb it with things like biowarfare, bioweapon, don't call it vaccine, don't call it COVID-19, call it a genetically modified biological weapon, call it gain of function research. The terms that we use, and think about when you go into a Google search engine, remember what it does is it suggests the proposed search terms that you probably are interested in. Well, what is that? That's an algorithm that's a frequency-based algorithm that actually triggers your mind to go, oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The more you talk about Dustin Moskowitz and open philanthropy and their criminal conspiracy with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with World Economic Forum, with the Johns Hopkins University, the more you use the term Dustin Moskowitz and criminal conspiracy, the more you use the term, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation racketeering, the more you actually use that term, the more the algorithm starts picking those things up. I encouraged people back at the very beginning not to use the word vaccine, because vaccine was a trigger word that was going to be flagged in the algorithms. But if you use the term bioweapon, if you use the term gain of function, if you use the term biological toxin, these are things which actually will become more visible. So we need the public to actually step away from the language of the incumbency. I have a whole video on David Martin World. Go onto YouTube, have a look at that. But you've got to look at how we get fooled by using the language of the incumbency. We have to step away from that so that we don't actually fall into their trap. And Alex, I cannot recommend enough, between now and 60 days from now, we need the terms like gain of function. We need the terms like bioweapon. We need the terms like racketeering to be popularized by the people who are actually sharing things on X and on Instagram and on all forms of social media, Rumble, YouTube. I don't care where it is. Make that term popular, because that will give us the ability to continue to move forward with all of the things we're doing on the legal front. And, you know, we're working very, very hard every day to make sure that we succeed. We will succeed, but we will succeed better with the great support of people like your listeners.
Doc, thank you so much for the time. DavidMartin.world, DavidMartin.world. They can follow you on X. We'll put that on screen as you leave. Thank you for spending the time with us. And as soon, you always have a lot more information. As soon as you can, with more info, please join us again.
Happy to do so, Alex. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. I'm going to come back a little bit in the next hour. We have a guest host, then Owen Schroer in 1 hour takes over. Follow him at Dr. Martin World on X, at Dr. Martin World. And folks, this has been a live show. It'll be archived at man.video and X. It's up to you now to carry the ball. We can stop these people, but you're the Paul Revere's. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support. Well, our products have to be good or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're into hour number 3 on the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. Victor Boot is going to be joining us coming up when some stations join us in about 5 minutes. Huge guest. Very hard to get. We're very honored to have him. But let's finish up with Jordan in Florida and with Amanda in South Carolina, and then that'll be it for calls. Jordan in Florida, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. We are living in the Great Awakening, as you said, man. If you noticed yesterday, Elon Musk posted that poll on Twitter asking people who they're going to vote for. Trump or Kamala, and I checked about an hour ago, and it's about 74% Trump, 26% Kamala. So I think people are really waking up, man. They're seeing the lies at the DNC being spoke, the blasphemy, mocking.
By the way, I didn't see that poll, but I saw it in the news. How did the poll close out? How many voted?
So I believe 5 hours are left as it stands right now, Alex, but it's Trump 74% and 26% Kamala.
Yeah, we found it. So it's 5,272,693 votes. Trump gets 73.6, and Kamala, the laughing hyena, gets 26.4.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show, man, people are waking up.
Well, brother, I wanted you to be able to finish up, but your phone cut out. Thanks. Great point, though. I'm glad you got in. Amanda in South Carolina, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, hon.
Hey.
I wanted to suggest that Trump strongly consider RFK for FDA. And what do you think about that?
Little Bird told me that they've actually been secretly talking. That's how I know that that RFK is going to drop out in the next few days and endorse Trump. But he's being considered for FDA. He's being considered for Attorney General. He's being considered for EPA, NIH, you name it.
All right, and I'm mostly excited that, don't worry about not being able to watch that DNC. I ain't able to either. It just makes me sick to my stomach because they're acting like they're not scared and they're panicked, and I love it that they're scrambling.
They certainly are scrambling. What do you think of them blaming Trump for the bad economy when he hadn't even been in power for 4 years?
Well, that's just the way the devil does. He lies about things.
What's your prediction for the election?
I think they're going to try to put us into World War III.
Well, they've already got a good start on it with Ukraine, with NATO backing now invading Russia 14 days ago. Totally insane. You also, honey, wanted to mention RFK Jr. dropping out. What's your take on that?
I think that it's a good idea that he drop out. And that's just going to help Trump a lot.
I certainly think it will. What are folks saying in South Carolina? Are you seeing more support from Trump than you saw 4 years ago?
It's about the same. Everybody has always supported him and been very loud about it.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. They're going to have big trouble stealing this election. Anything else, Amanda?
I just wanted to please don't forget about that song, Big John. I love that. That's awesome. Don't forget about doing that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Amanda. And we're going to go to break here in about a minute. And we are going to come back with a very special guest to talk about all these huge issues. The attempted assassination of Trump. He's a military man and expert. He can give us his take on that, the Russian perspective. He can talk about the invasion of Kursk 14 days ago by NATO. And he can also speak to the danger of nuclear war. And also Putin's big announcement and decree of amnesty for people that want to escape the satanic pedophile left in the West. And that's a serious thing. In Europe and here as well, they're taking people's children, Christian children, literally handing it over to pedophiles. That's why Putin, 15 years ago or so, banned Russian children being adopted to the West. We're going to go to break. Stay with us. Victor Boot in 60 seconds.
All we do is deliver victory! You want war? You got it!
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, there's Victor Boot. After 10 years in a federal prison as a political prisoner, he's basically the Eric Prince of the Russians, famous soldier and businessman and confidant to a lot of the top people in the government. And he doesn't do a lot of interviews. He's been very gracious to join us. He came on for over an hour a few months ago. We've got about 50 minutes with him today. And we could not have a better guest on, except maybe Putin, to give us the real take of the Russian mind and where the world is today. And so I want to cover the Kursk invasion, but that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. I believe he has an expert, a friend of his he wants to come on who's in Kursk. There in Western Russia on the border with Ukraine that's been invaded. We'll cover that at the bottom of the hour, coming up here in about 25 minutes. I want to talk about the situation where Putin has signed a decree for shelter and for refugees from the insane persecution that the left is carrying out against Christians and other people's traditional values. Russia to build migrant village for conservative American expats. I mean, this is getting really, really serious. And also want to get his take on the attempted assassination of Trump 40-plus days ago and Russians watching what's happening in America. I know he and others have predicted a civil war in this country. Now, the left is saying they want to trigger a civil war. Jamie Raskin and other top commissars of the globalists. And those are just some of the topics I want to cover with him. So Victor, thank you for joining us. And let's first, and anything you want to say, just jump in and say it, because these are just my questions. You're going to have the floor here. But I'd like to start with just what you've witnessed, because you were in America for 10 years in a jail cell. For folks that don't know, you were able to hear me on some local stations for those years. That's how you got to know me. And then, just to fill in folks that didn't see the last interview, and so you have an American perspective and also a Russian perspective that gives you a really very important overall view. Give us the Russian view of what you see happening in America. Trump being grazed by the bullet, by the grace of God, the other bullets missing, killing one man and wounding two others. Do you think the deep state will try again? What is your military, business, Russian-American understanding? Because I'd say you're pretty much American, 10 years in American prison. View on the world, and what do you think Putin's view is?
Well, it was, hi, Alex. First of all, greetings with a love from Russia, who is now in the front line fighting for future of all humanity. And what's going on, it's really, maybe we are blessed to see how finally we're coming to this final stages of this global fight of the geopolitical shifting, which last time happened maybe 100 years ago. And this is very important to put our focus and not to be distracted of what really goes on. First of all, as you said, assassination attempt of the Trump. You know, last year in May, when I tried to send him a telegram warning him that, you know, his life in danger, because it was obvious. The deep state will never let Trump, you know, protect interest of American people. Because what he's talking about, hey, let's get away with this satanic cabal. Let's go back and restore America. Let's go back and just clean up the house. Let's put finally the border protection. Let's kick out all the illegal immigrants. And let, first of all, focus on all issue America has to take care before they're going to spend taxpayers' money on unnecessary wars everywhere else. Look how much American people have a problem with the budget. It's what now? $36 trillion in debt?
And I think it's up over a trillion now. I think it's 37, approaching 38.
38. I mean, it's easy to lose the count because every day is like what? Every hour, like 4 billion and so on. So it's a huge. And what is the end game? End game, it's not only to destroy the world, but also destroy the America, destroy you people, first of all. This is an issue in hand. And what's going on now with this assassination attempt with Trump? This is a clear sign. Look, they missed again by grace of God. And look how the Secret Service dropped the ball. And this was like an unbelievable thing for a professional organization like a Secret Service. I would never buy this, that they would let this shooter climb on this wall. And they knew about this. They've got like, what, 100 warnings. And they did absolutely nothing. So eventually somebody was giving them order to stand out. This is an issue why. And this is a very simple answer. Because the deep state knows that if Trump runs, he wins. Yes, Democrat Party tried to switch the horses in the last moment. And Kamala Harris, we know who he is and what kind of the leader he gonna be. But for our perspective, they're just trying to replace one stooge with another stooge. And this is why for deep state it's easy. Then they're going to blame any, you know, this to say, hey, this is the president. What we have to do with this? Okay, dump him. And then we're going to bring another one who will take all the blame. But, with seriously as a planet, as all humanity in a danger, and we need to do something about this satanic cult, who is now trying to instigate several wars in the Middle East. Now they try to do this incursion in the invade Russian region of Kursk, where majority of these invading forces of being, first of all, a mercenaries, including the American private military company, including many German, Polish, Romanian soldiers, and the best equipment they supplied to them. But look what's going on about Israel, Palestine, and the Iran. And look, they are still preparing for this huge conflict with China. I don't know how they're going to manage this all, but I guess we need to now unite our efforts, first of all, to impede, to stop the global elite from doing more damage, or, and most important, to prevent a global nuclear conflict.
Now, for those that don't know, and we'll segue into this more as we go, why don't you, with your amazing military and business background, for Americans that don't understand this, most of them do, give us a snapshot of what's happened the last 12 years, the destabilization program by NATO, them lying about wanting to get Ukraine to join NATO. Now they admit they want to bring it into NATO. And then now what's really happened the last 2.5 years in the special military operation and this desperate gambit to send this NATO-backed force with mercenaries into Russia in the Kursk area, and really what's happening there from your sources right now. And then, as you've elaborated, I know, the danger of nuclear war that could clearly, obviously, come out of this.
Well, as you're right, look, starting from this coup which happened in 2014 in Ukraine, Russia was warning, hey, you know, guys, take it easy. We will not let Ukraine join to NATO. And this is why. Because if NATO would deploy their interceptors in the Kharkov region, then they can, you know, get majority of our ICBM in case of. And this was a really security threat. Think of this. If Russia would deploy, you know, ICBM interceptors, I'm not talking even about Cuba, let's say on the Mexico. Let's say if, for instance, as we discussed last time, Texas gets independent and then decided to join alliance with Russia and with China. What, guys, you going to do? It's obvious and clear. But despite of this, in 2015, when the Ukrainians decided to go against their own population in Donbass, yes, it was a Russian-speaking region, who said, hey, guys, you know, we want to keep right to use our own language, which is Russia, and keep traditional ties with Russia. But instead of discussing it peacefully and have a settlement, because the guys didn't ask, you know, special privileges or complete independence, they asked for normal right to live and to speak their native language. And this was a 90% majority in that population, in that area. Despite of this, they decided, let's go with the armed forces and, you know, just kill these people who are so-called separatists. So what the people in Donbass did, they grabbed the arms, because this is what a miners region, and, you know, miners are very tough people. So they resisted, and they beat them up. So then the Russia and Mr. Putin intervened, and they made a Minsk agreement in 2015, where they supposed make changes in Ukrainian constitution, bring this autonomy to this region, and have a peaceful relation. But guess what? The West used this time between 2015 till 2022 just to amass more arms, to Ukraine, train the army, and build the fortification line, which is unheard of from World War II. And if you will see what the kind of fortification line they built, how much your taxpayers' money they put in concrete just to reinforce them and to say they will never lose these lines, and they've been planning attacks. So Russia has no other choice then to start this special military operation in February 2022 to stop that killing of the population of Donbass. And they are our offended.
Absolutely, Mr. Boot. And to just interrupt because of the time, you're making excellent points here, and it's all true. Moving forward now, since the last 2.5 years, what is the real state of Ukraine? What is the real state of the Russian military? And what does this 14-day invasion, the first time Russia's been invaded in its homeland or motherland since Operation Barbarossa by Hitler in 1942, what does that signify? And then what do you think the Ukrainians and NATO are trying to elicit from the Russians versus what the Russians are doing?
Look, what their plan was is to make surprise attack on the area where there was no military activities. Their main target was to capture a nuclear station in the city Kurchatov, and then make a blackmail and try to then do the territory exchange or threaten to blow up nuclear reactor on the Kursk or do something else. And this plan was long in the making, especially with the British Secret Service. They amassed significant amount, around 20,000 elite forces have been very well, you know, equipped, especially with the all recent supplies from America, from Canada, from US, with the Leopard tank, with the all kind of the, you know, APCs and all the equipment.
And those so Polish battle tanks are really good too, right?
Yeah, they've got all these, you know, protected armored vehicles. They've got all the equipment for the soldiers, and they just focused on the very, you know, narrow direction where they decided, okay, this was an old cross point. And for the reason, because of agreement, when the Russia withdrew its forces from the Kyiv area and from Sumy area, when they've been negotiating in the April of the 2022 a peace agreement in Istanbul, which was screwed up by the Johnson of Britain, you know, Boris Johnson of Britain, they removed these forces and they said, okay, there is a front line from Donbas area up to the Kherson area. But in this area, we withdrew this time and the Ukrainians keep that, you know, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgorod region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, Now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. No, they did sometimes some shelling of the Belgrade region, which is near the Kharkov, but was no incident there because look, now the front line is over. Now the front line is over.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Victor Boot and myself, and I think most of our audience, have the same aims: not to have nuclear war, to have prosperity, to have friendship, to have economic exchange, and to work together. Russia is not expansionist. The people running the U.S. are, and they're attacking us. They're attacking the Russians. They are staging, obviously, with the funding and the stand down October 7th. and they've got more black swans planned and more crises. I want to ask Victor Boot before he leaves what he thinks the deep state might do now because they failed to kill Trump. Also, we'll get into the incredible decree from 3 days ago of Putin. My response to that got like 20 million views. I also want to correct something. He said the debt clock was at $36 trillion. He was right, but I was reading a congressional report a few weeks ago saying it's really 38. They're just fudging the numbers. And there's articles out about that. So technically he's right. I wasn't trying to one-up him saying it was $2 trillion worse. It's just that the number you even see is watered down and very, very serious soon. Basically all the tax money will be going to that. So we're being positioned for economic downfall. The Russians are not doing that. If the Russians were putting troops on our border and overthrew Mexico and organized it against us, I'd say go into Mexico and take them out. Well, Russia's not doing that. But now because we put missiles on their border, they put submarines off Miami. So that's the globalists that are starting this, ladies and gentlemen. And so it's very, very serious. But for about 15 minutes, we're going to talk to Stas Chapsky, and he runs one of the most popular news sites on Telegram and a lot of other places in Telegraph, and it's readovka.news. That's readovka.news. We'll put it on screen. I apologize for butchering the Russian names. I can barely speak English sometimes. I want Victor Boot to finish any points he was finishing when we hit the break. I interrupted him. And then I want him to introduce Stas Chapsky for us. Victor, please introduce him.
Well, Stas happened to be, journalist, and, he's my friend, and he now in Kursk and been there for the past 10 days. So he has a first-hand knowledge what really happened. And he interviewed those people who succeeded to escape when the Ukrainians entered and started capturing civilians as the hostages and transporting them to Ukraine for future exchanges. Can you believe this? And they knew that this is a innocent civilian. Like, you can't meet the children with their grandmas, with their grandpas, with their dads and moms trying to escape, just fighting, sitting in their car with almost nothing. And they stop this car, and those who try to go, they just shoot them and kill them. This is unbelievable. And the Western media keeping completely silent, just praising the brave Ukrainian soldiers who succeeded to go through the Russian defense. There was no defense. There was just a frontier guard with a very light arms there. And they've been still, resisting and put the fight. So they made everything possible, including the ultimate sacrifice, to make sure that Ukrainians don't succeed to break through and go to the nuclear power station of the Kursk region. This is number one. Second, they failed with their attempt to thinking that the Russia going to remove their troops from Donbas area and bring them into Kursk. What happened if before every day Russia would capture a village or one small town a day before the Kursk invasion? Guess what? After Kursk invasion now, for the past 10 days, Russia capturing minimum 3 small towns every day. And the Ukrainian forces on Donbas region in the process of melting down. They just abandoning position and just going up. And the Western media, again, focus, look only there. Don't look there. We're going to tell you this is the shining object. So they trying everything to distract attention. And this is a agony of this regime. And I guess the best, let's tell, because he's been talking to these people. He's been going to the front lines. He tells what really happened.
All right. So, sir, please, Stas, please tell us what you're witnessing.
Okay, thank you. So we should start with the fact that the situation is tense. And we see that every day, every morning, or somewhere else, Ukrainian troops are attacking civilian population. We need to understand that majority of civilians have already left their places. But some of them who is here now every day can be attacked by Ukrainian soldiers just because they're Russian. You know that when I was driving along the roads leading to the district Suja, I saw a lot of burnout cars which were attacked by Ukrainian soldiers. They bombing civilian cars with the usual people who can't be dangerous for them. Yeah, so most of people who survived of these attacks said that it is a nightmare for them because the Ukrainian soldiers shoot it in the back. And for them, it is unbelievable story.
Now, we're going to put a map up for folks that don't understand this, but this is the very same ground that the Nazis poured in through in 1942 in Barbarossa. And clearly what Mr. Boot said is they even admit it's true. The West even admits it's true, that the whole front line's collapsing. Putin doesn't want all of Ukraine, but he's almost got what he wants. There's, well, I guess, one more big city that's a crossroads control that he's almost gotten, and then, you know, secure that zone and then try to get a peace deal and have Ukraine not join NATO. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is such a cold-blooded move to just attack an unguarded area as a pure distraction. Victor was saying that this has backfired and unified the Russian people. I'm no rocket scientist, but if a foreign army drove hundreds of miles into the United States and started blowing up civilians, all Americans would turn against them. So I don't understand the thinking of NATO and what they thought this would do. What have you seen with the Russian resolve after the 14-day NATO invasion?
Well, as Alex, we've been, again, reiterating, as you said, the volunteers who are signing up for military service, like, jumped five times. So the people said, what? Are you serious? You killing? You looting? You stealing whatever you're going possession of the people homes because you kick them out of the homes? You raping the young woman there? There is a documented case. Several women being raped by the Ukrainian soldiers, and they killed the victims afterwards just to prevent. Most interesting stuff that the Russia captured a lot of the Ukrainian soldiers and the, foreign mercenaries there, and they have their ProGo cameras on them. So we don't need even to question them. When they just, reveal what they feel, it's enough for the war crime tribunal. Well, and these people, believe me, has no any human, sense left. Because, yeah, if you are soldier of the regular troop, you shouldn't behave like, ISIS. And that's exactly what I would say, the acting like the ISIS. Why? Because they have the same planning centers, same officers who've been helping, supplying ISIS, and they've been preparing, organizing the operation of this excursion in the Kursk region. This is very simple.
Exactly. Going back to Stas, who's got the big reporting group, you're on the ground. Are you seeing what Victor's witnessing or report on that for us? And then any other key points you'd like to make?
So personally, I think that's the situation that Victor described is the same that I saw because last week I have seen a 20 years old girl who was raped by Ukrainian soldiers. It is a disgusting case. I don't know how to say how to explain my feelings, but moreover, we see robbery, a lot of cases of robbery, our shops of technical devices, sports equipment, and so on. The quantity of cases is uncountable for me now because this invasion to our borders, to our districts, to our region, unbelievable for everyone. So,
from what I've known all along, I mean, even Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s son was over there fighting in Ukraine 2 years ago. there are a lot of mercenaries and foreign troops that have been organized, obviously. I mean, I don't believe for a minute that NATO didn't direct this. They tried to deny it like they've done Nord Stream pipeline. Can you speak, Stas, to the makeup of these forces, and then can Victor Boot speak to it?
I think this pipeline now is the most, I know, Victor, could you help me please to explain? I don't know how to say.
Are you saying it's a mixture of troops, or are there foreign troops mixed in? Are they just Ukrainian?
It is Ukrainian troops, but also people saw soldiers from Georgia and Poland.
Poland, that's what I've been...
Plus,
go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, plus there is was American private military company who is posting their own pictures in the Kursk region because they went there to control and to help Ukrainian secure occupied region. So this is a huge deal because they try to achieve this propaganda victory, trying to show and trying to bring opponents of the Russian and traitors of the Russian, trying to organize their so-called, you know, free democratic region of Russia and bringing all these scumbags who are stolen money, run out to Ukraine or to the West, and now trying to be, you know, opposition to Putin because they're going to have a good financing from the West. But guess what? This is a fake. This is going to fail. And believe me, within a certain period of time, Russian armed forces will encircle those who've been doing this, and it will not end there. Most important fact that this make Ukraine completely unable to do any negotiations with Russia. And this is the official position now of the Russia as a statement of the spokesman of the Kremlin, of our foreign minister, that there is no ground anymore to have any peace negotiation with the present regime in Kiev. So Russia now determined, and we're going to finish this conflict with a full victory of Russia liberating our ancient Russian land, which is now called Ukraine, from this scum of the Nazis to make a secure and peaceful existence in Europe, like did our grandfathers 80 years ago.
All right, Victor, I want to shift gears into the bigger issue and finish up with Putin's big decree. Stas, thank you so much for the time. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. People can find him at readovka.news. We'll put that back on screen. All right, in the limited time, Victor, you're also busy, basically a governor in a major region. You're a busy man. You're very kind to come on with us. Obviously, the defense ministry has said this ups the ante with nuclear weapons. We know the West is moving missiles that carry nukes up to the border. There's more and more talk on the threat escalation by not just Russians, but Western analysts that this is a insane escalation. That's why NATO is trying to deny they're part of it. Just like Nord Stream, Germany's getting upset now, cutting off military aid to Ukraine. I see that as a very good sign. But in the whole area of nuclear weapons, what's your expert view on where we are now on the threat escalation ladder?
Look, these satanic forces who are controlling the West trying all to provoke Russia to use tactical nukes on Ukraine because they're thinking if they were going to provoke and send this excursion, maybe Russia decide and start reacting, you know, bombing the Ukraine. Maybe if Ukrainians are finished, they're going to throw in, Baltic states, small army, teeny ones, and then maybe Polish army, then maybe Romanian army. They don't care. And then will come forces, they're going to send Germans again. And the problem is, think of this. What kind of the leaders of those countries, like Baltic states or Romania or Ukraine, who are ready to commit suicide of their nation, who don't care about national interest because they're serving to the same satanic cult, which means they are part of it. And this is explained why we see this, you know, like these three small Baltic states who together, like hardly 3 million people all together, trying to make a threat to Russia. Are you serious? And Ukraine in their desperate move, trying to make, like today, they tried to send like 10 drones to attack Moscow. Every day they're trying to do everything possible with the help of American forces who are sending their, you know, planes for aiming for the Crimea breach, attacking the beaches in the Crimea because now it's a tourist season.
And let's not forget the attack on the Moscow theater, which was clearly Western sponsored.
Well, now it's all obvious, and it's obvious like a conflict in the Caucasus in the 90s was sponsored by the CIA. They've been guiding these Chechen terrorists who've been taking hostages and killing the hostages in the theater in Moscow. At the same time, soon we're going to celebrate also anniversary of the killing the school children, because they captured the school on the first day of opening the school, 1st of September, and trying to use them as the hostages. This is mind-blowing how these elites are so devil that they don't, you know, for them, there is no limit.
Absolutely. So talking about solutions, how do we end this war?
Well, look, the Russia will end this war. That's why we started this operation in Ukraine. This is no problem. The problem is now for the past 3 years, Ukraine exhausted their own military staff, reserve, and armament within like, you know, 3-4 months of this conflict. All the rest is churning up all reserves that the ex-Warsaw Pact country has, the Soviet standard military equipment. Now they run out of this. Then we know that the West are sending them tanks. They started with the Leopards, Challengers, then Abrams start coming. And guess what? They've been all burning up like, you know, like anything else burning up during the war. So it doesn't help. Then they've been hoping for some wonder weapon like F-16. And guess what? They've got the F-16, but they're scared to send them near to the border because the Russian air defense will shoot them down. This is the problem. So it's obvious there is no any way Ukrainian can win this conflict, number one. Second, to hold the position. And after what they did in the Kursk region, there is no even any ground left for negotiations with them to have a peaceful settlement unless they surrender. And this is what they achieved with the last their, you know, excursion. And believe me, in Russia now, all people said, there's no way we have to do any peaceful negotiation, only surrender. And this is position.
All right, and NATO's digging in for a 20-year war, but the West isn't going to put up with that now that Russia has been confirmed to have not been behind the Nord Stream destruction. Let's do 5 minutes the next hour. I know you're busy, and I've got to go to a meeting, but I want to talk about Trump, the Tippit assassination, your advice to Trump when we come back. But the 5 minutes we have till break, the big decree Monday by Vladimir Putin saying that Russia, with all its giant land, biggest country in the world, and all its resources, now bypassing, you know, regular rules, fast-tracking people that are being persecuted by the globalists, by the pedophiles, by the Satanists, by the neoliberals. Can you speak to this and what this signifies?
Well, first of all, the main focus was for the last 3 years, especially. There is a lot of the people from the Germany, from the France, from the Italy, from the Holland, from the England, and in the fact of matter, from United States, Canada, who trying to move to Russia. But because of the bureaucratic problems, they're facing a lot of, you know, difficulties to get their status in Russia. So this decree really removing all these hurdles on them to get the refugee status, to get the temporary residence initially for 3 months, which enable them to settle, to do the proper, you know, adjustment way they want to do what they want to do. And we, as the biggest country in the world, are interested to get people who share our Russian spiritual and traditional values, which is a 99% exactly the same, which is anybody normal traditional family in America, in Canada, in France are sharing too. Maybe we're speaking on different languages, but believe me, we believe all in God. We believe that our kids should be growing, knowing only one dad and one man, and they know exactly if they are boys, they're boys. If they're, you know, girls, they're girls. And nobody have the right to confuse them. This is the main issue.
And let me just add something to this, because I follow up, you know, Europe and Russia. It's all very fascinating and important. It wasn't Russia or Putin that started this, if I'm correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know more than I do, Victor Boot. Starting about 15 years ago, I began to see the articles where Germans having their children taken because they were Christian and didn't want transgenderism or Islam taught to them. They were running to Russia, and Russia was taking them, and they've been very successful. So it really started with Germans and Austrians and others fleeing, and so that got Russia thinking, and then foreigners kept calling for refuge, and that this was not generated by Russia. This was generated by outside need and nowhere to flee. Is that correct?
That's correct, because Russia now is the only one European country who is a still, you know, recognize a normal family. He will still give a freedom to kids to grow normal kids without being exposed to this confusing, propaganda of LGBTQ and what else is now added. AAP, and every year it grows like an additional, you know, 3-4 letters of different weirdo, you know, practices. So this is a good sign to all humanity. You have a refuge land. You have the land where you can regroup, organize, and start your fight to liberating your own, you know, countries. Russia is there to protect entire humanity. And this is where we stand for. And this fight in Ukraine, this is a fight for the future of the civilization, for the future of the normal people who believing in God and believing in the normal family.
Victor, you mentioned that you had warned that they're going to try to kill Trump on the last interview. I'd forgotten that. They found the clip. They're pulling it out right now. We're going to come back, and we're going to play that clip and then give you a few minutes with any other warnings to Trump. You're a really, obviously, smart guy. But let's start getting into that now. Big picture, it's obvious trajectory. Try to put him in prison, remove him. The next thing is try to kill him. They failed again. Now he's had a plane emergency. So is his vice president pick. Clearly, they're going to try to kill Trump. What do you think he should do?
Well, he must, be extremely cautious. You know, first of all, mobilize everybody who understand what's going on. Okay. Make sure that this election be not stolen again, because the Democratic Party gonna pull again the tricks, and they're gonna try to blame Russia, that Russia. In fact, Russia has no business to interfere into the American election. Problem is that the Soros Foundation gonna buy out the result they want to do. It's like in the last election. Who gonna believe that the Joe Biden, who spent all campaigning in the basement of his home in, you know, Delaware, gonna get 10 billion more votes than the, Obama? It's unbelievable. So how you explain all these, you know, problems with this vote by mail? So this is now the time where American people gonna say enough is enough. We're not let the deep state steal the result of election.
That's right. Stay there.
This is very important.
Very important. We've got a 2-minute break, final segment. Really appreciate you joining us. Very thought-provoking and informative. We're going to come back with your prediction a few months ago and then get more of your analysis. Final segment with Victor Boot. Stay with me. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the Earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.